Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah. Uh-huh. What we came here to do, y'all?
Yeah.
What y'all come here to do, huh? We here to get this club jumping
right.
We here to get these ladies home tonight. We here to go home feeling nice. We here to get right and get twisted. Get twisted. Ladies and gentlemen, oh, it's him again. Bacardi and his cup. Throwing up Benjamin. Just my way of giving back. Some call it charity. I know some cats in the hood is mad at me. Like Burners be fronting. Him grace the hood. He busy popping bottles like we thought he would. Slow down, haters. I didn't catch the vapors. I got a busy schedule. I'm trying to buy some acres. Back to the club and I came to get drunk and leave with something nice that might lead to something. Hey, miss, let me buy you a drink. Ain't you that rapper? Mind what you think. Never mind that. Just gather up your friends. The Marriott is waiting, but it all depends. If you bout it, we bout it. The night won't end. And pull your cards around and then follow the bins. We here to get this club jumping
right.
We here to get these ladies home tonight. We here to go home feeling nice. We here to get right and get twisted. Get twisted. If I call they Pete Red, got some soaps in my head. Like, pick one, which one? I'ma take the bed. Get boy out of town and I'm feeling kinda lonely. I like him hella sick, but you can chill with my homie. I'm here to get twisted, cut a little rug. Watch out for the big girl, they all wanna hug. More cushion, man, I'm drunk and I'm pushing. Cats turning green, dog, I really wouldn't look around. You see them cats not dancing, they play with fire, and I ain't talking about camping. Get my drift, so tuck in your lip. I'm here to have fun, so don't start no shh, man. I need another drink in my hand. I'm feeling kinda sober, this sound like my jam. Ladies on the floor, man, they turning it up. I'll be there in a second, let me finish my cup. Come on, we here to get this club jumping
right.
We here to get these ladies home tonight. We here to go home feeling nice. We here to get right and get twisted. Get twisted.
Air It Out Radio, it's that chick fire. What's going on? Another Monday. What's going on with y'all? Sorry about that, E Burners. I had some technical difficulties with the intro, but I still love you, babe. Got a song on me whenever you get on. Welcome, Air It Outers. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. For those that are on the net, feel like talking, make sure y'all hit me up, 347-677-1163. I'm going to go quick into everything because I'm so excited about all the drama that's going to be going on tonight. The most controversial Air It Outer that we have on the show so far. Nightcrawler, we have Young Feisty going to be on tonight. Chick from Philly, real excited, very, you know, bright and sassy, and I love her. So hopefully y'all love her too and embrace her. It's going to be our first time on the show. For those that are listening for the first time, welcome to Air It Out Radio. Even if you are your first time, if this is your first time or you've been on before, y'all speak clearly, like y'all never been on before, you know, introduce yourself, all that good stuff. When you hear your last 4 digits of your phone number, make sure y'all speak up and start talking. I'll be talking to you. If I miss you, then I guess you're going to go to the back of the line. So even if you are toward the end of the show, I definitely will get back to you. So don't hang up. If you hang up, then is what it is. So don't call me later or text me and say, you know, I'm on, da da da. I don't favor, I don't do none of that. Anybody that knows me will tell you that. So so I'm even hearing it today. So don't even text me with the BS. I did find out, ladies and gentlemen, that if you start doing all kind of technical things with your phone, like clicking over and plugging your phone up, doing all kind of stuff like that, that you do get bumped off the line. So you might want to you know, like, I can't tell you not to answer your phone or whatever, but just let you know that those are the things that do push you, you know, toward the end of the line. So if you can help it, definitely try to do that. For those that want to Facebook and put in me, hit me up at air.radio. Definitely love to talk to y'all. Also, the deadline for the theme song is January 15th. So don't want to miss that. Please try to enter that. Hit me up on itsairitoutradio@gmail.com. I've been getting that all screwed up all week long. So again, that's itsairitoutradio@gmail.com. It gotta be catchy. Gotta say my name, Air It Out Radio, 10-1, website, all that good stuff. You know what I mean? In order to even qualify. So it could be high, and if you don't have all that, I don't care. Don't matter to me. So that's what I need. January 15th is the deadline. Don't call me January 16th and say, can you squeeze me in? No. Sorry, I don't care who you are. I don't care how much I talk to you every day. No. Okay? So, I'm not going to get into that favorite thing. Also, I stopped downloading at 5 o'clock on Friday. So, I know some of y'all are new. Some of y'all are old and y'all still try to get me to do it. But, you know, it is what it is, y'all. Like, y'all got all week. So, get with it. About to be Cancer, Morley, Rome, Prez downstairs, Baz, Tim King, E. Brenner's Reason, you know, all my aired outers and also my newcomers that's coming on. It's going to be a crazy show. Like, I'm really excited. Can't wait. Like I said, make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. I got a lot of good stuff on there. Beats, if y'all looking for some beats, go there. It's a whole bunch of beat makers on there. If you looking for, also I need some drops, y'all. Please send me some drops. I need that. You know, it's more exposure for y'all, so it is what it is. Shout out to Benji, Rel. I gotta get my shout out here and there, but definitely try to do that theme song because I really, it's real good for y'all. It's really good exposure. And like I said, it's my theme song for my exclusives. I'm going to be interviewing some celebs and also the regulars, you know, anybody that wants to interview. So they're going to be pacing it all over the place. So you're going to be all over. So definitely, definitely try to do that. It's definitely a good look for y'all. So I'm going to hit up the line, see what's going on. Everybody on here all early as usual because they know to get in and get the fuck out. Anyway, Air It Out Radio, competition where? We ain't going nowhere. And let's see what's going on. Air It Out Radio, 7435.
Yo.
What's going on?
Nitty.
Nitty.
Gangster. It's good.
You always number one. How does that happen?
I'm a hustler, baby. That's what I can say.
You need to get early.
By my BI. Hey, get in and get out.
Right, I know that's right. I know that's right. See, the newcomers haven't learned that yet. They haven't learned that.
Yeah.
They got to get in early. You be there like 9:50. Oops, I'm telling you a secret.
Right.
You be on there before me and shit. I be like, damn, Nitty.
Oh, so, yeah, you know, I'm up next week, though.
Mm. Y'all, definitely. You sure are. You sure are. You on. You on. Got an interview. Going to get all up in your business.
Definitely, I got some shit. But yo, shout out to my nigga Dr. Joker, Rain Live. I mean, shout out to my wife for calling through her last week.
Okay, she went from girlfriend to wife to baby mom to wife.
Like,
what the?
Like that's really
how
my wife.
How did that happen?
That's really my wife on paper and everything. Married to the
oh,
good
word?
Lord.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shout out to wifey.
Yeah. I mean, and yo, everybody, go check out my reality show, The 6 Feet. It's on YouTube under the Nitty and Dot Show.
Okay.
Did you check it out?
Yeah, I did. I did check it out.
Okay.
Pretty decent.
Okay.
I thought it was going to be more in the depth of, like, your personal life. Like, you know,
no,
home or you,
it is.
You
know, the next one.
The next one?
That, you know, my man, you know, my big bro, Dot, he the one who did all the editing. That's just a sneak peek for him. You know, we're moving, though. The next one is definitely, it's more personal. Like, we be in the car.
Yeah.
Driving. Like, we be at my house, like, chopping it up. Like, just going crazy. But,
Okay, yeah, because I'm, you know, I'm a nosy bitch. I want to know what's going on. Gotta know everything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, what else is going on? Huh?
Oh, I got the interruption dropping soon. Me and Dad, we working on that pay-per-view mixtape, which is crazy. Then I think I'm going to hit him with the Pray for the Game after that. So I'm doing like four solo mixes, then three joints with me and Dot, you know what I mean? Check out for the, I got a mixtape called The Gorgeous Gangster. Dot hate that name.
The Gorgeous Gangster?
Yeah, then I'm going to hit him with I'm the Shit All Flies on Me. That'll be the one. At the end of it, at the end.
Did you say all flies on you?
Yeah, you know, but when you know.
Oh my God. Okay.
When that shit potent, you know, flies all around that motherfucker. So, I mean.
Right. Okay. So you know, I didn't get a chance to talk about the topic. I was running off talking about all this other stuff. Today's topic is basically, if you know, whenever you go somewhere to eat or get your car, whatever. What's like a fair amount to tip somebody?
The what?
A fair amount to tip somebody.
20%. I mean, that's, you know, if you living right, I can't.
You said you living right. But if you ain't living right, like, should you still give up the 10%?
You gotta figure out, like, that's somebody's job. I mean, like, they make probably less than you do if you break it down. I mean, a good waitress or waiter can make, you know, some good money. You know what they make? Minimum wage. That's the minimum wage. That's how they eat chips or whatever.
Yeah.
But I think it depends on how good they are. A lot of people, they use the how long the food take to get out, and they deduct from that. I don't think that's fair because... time of the food don't got nothing to do with them.
Right.
I mean,
that's
as long
true.
As you're nice and courteous and they not an asshole and they don't drop your shit right at the table right here, eat. So,
yeah.
But I mean, price 10%.
I mean, but does that really matter if they make, like, should we feel sympathetic because they make less than us?
No, but I'm saying,
because
like,
serving us food?
Let's say you at a restaurant, right, and it takes 30, 40 minutes. You already on the, you already got that bad vibe because you like, damn, this fucking meal took this forever. This nigga's not getting nothing.
Right.
That's how you be, but in all actuality, it's not his fault.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, if you go back there and kick the door around where the cook said and start spreading out, then that's rightfully so.
No, I ain't saying it. But you know what? It was funny because, like, me and a friend of mine went to go get something to eat, and I gave up, and don't y'all get mad at me, but I gave up, like, $3. And I felt like, you know, like, the meal was, like, $20-something dollars. Like, it was breakfast.
Were you eating at the White's?
Huh?
Were you eating at the White's?
No. We went to breakfast, and, you know, I gave, like, a $3 tip.
Yeah,
so... My husband got mad at me because y'all just gave $3. Like, you know, there's some people that don't give anything.
No,
just walk up and just not even care.
I give $5 though.
You got to give $5. You think $5 is good?
Yeah, that's the black. That's the nigga. That's the international nigga tip is $5. I mean, you at least got to do that. You know.
I think that as long as you give, like, I don't think nobody should tell you how much to give anybody.
But you know what it is?
It's like Christmas.
Dig this, right? A nigga, let's say you went out to a restaurant with an NBA-ass nigga or NFL nigga, right?
Mm-hmm.
They gonna expect you to tip them big, but if you tip them 10%, they gonna call them cheap.
But even then, just because you got money, you shouldn't have to just throw out an arm and a leg because you got money. Like, that's just my personal opinion.
Yeah, but see, it, the status really determines it, too. You know what I mean? If we get in that money and we go and spend and we give them a $10 bill or dub, I mean, that the meal was $400, they would be like, you cheap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you know, we're going to see what else is on the line, see what they think. But what's your website and all that stuff?
Oh, my website, I got a Reverb Nation / Nitty.
You still don't have Ismael yet? Oh, my God.
Yeah, I signed up for that. So I went on the website. The website is fine. I mean, I really use it for beat makers, though. But, I mean, some of the people on here have been hitting me up for features, so I'm about to, you know, we're about to crush the game.
Yeah. You been getting hit up from the Air Doubters?
Yeah. So, you know, some ain't jump on, but probably after this next track, you know, they'll jump in.
Okay.
You know.
So, go ahead and finish your...
Facebook, Devoted Nitty, MySpace, / Devoted Empire, Twitter, Devoted Nitty, and YouTube, Devoted Nitty.
Okay, Nitty. So what are we getting into tonight?
Oh, play a Fly Motherfucker for me and Dot. I mean,
Fly Motherfucker Nitty. All right.
Nitty. Fly motherfucker.
Hi, motherfucker. Fly, motherfucker. Motherfucker. We popping bottles. We hitting models with life. Full throttle. We getting cash. We popping tags. We got these haters mad. Rainy days when we pass. I'm talking paper tags. I'm in the bank. Black window sink. My paper spent. I get it back. I spend a stack. I flip a bag. The streets know where I'm at. I'm at the top. I'm on so hot. Ferrari drop. Them shiny rocks. We on your block. Brand new Glock, huh? Cause I'm high, motherfucker. I'm fresh as death. That can't be fresh. Cause I'm in the sky, motherfucker.
Fly motherfucker, why would I lie, motherfucker? You can look into my eyes, tell that I'm a high motherfucker. That's where I reside, motherfucker. Fuck sucking your chick, you better tuck your mind, motherfucker. If you don't know what that mean, I fuck your mind, motherfucker. You don't like that, won't you meet me outside, motherfucker? But he won't, he an in-house Uncle Time, motherfucker. If you do, one question, you wanna die, motherfucker? You wanna lay in that box made of pine, motherfucker? Looking up, seeing tears from your mind, motherfucker. You ain't know, I'm about to blow like a bomb, motherfucker. If I lift the doors up on the whip and pull up, you will swear that I'm about to
fly, motherfucker, fly, motherfucker. Fly motherfucker.
You're now listening to the sounds of Air It Out Radio. Your boy B Cancer, holla at me.
What's good? It's that chick Fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. If you are on the net, hit us up, 347-677-1163. I'm going to take some more calls, see what's going on. I got 8106 Air It Out Radio.
Hey, what's up, Miss Fire? It's Trey Love. How are you?
Trey Love. How are you?
I'm good. I'm the cat you've been talking to about the tips, remember? I say you was cheap with the couple of dollars. But let me
now
get that out
sure
the way.
You made sure you was on the day, didn't you?
Damn Skippy. All right, let me get that out the way first.
Uh-oh.
Like my man before me was saying, if you got the loot in your suit, tip, because that's their people's jobs, you know what I mean? We taking them away from their family, their friends, their loved ones and whatnot, and they only make minimum. Some places don't make less than minimum, you know what I mean?
Right.
Now, I mean, it's different between like a restaurant and a club. Like if I'm in a restaurant, I'm going to tip 15 to 20% depending on the service. But now if I go to a club or something, I belly up to the bar, I'm going to be like, yo, it go $20, $30, that's your tip up front. But see me when I come to the bar, you know, instead of everybody standing there waving a dollar in the air. Come on, that's corny, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Tip the brother a little $20, $30 up front, and he'll treat you like a good fella.
I just feel like they shouldn't. It shouldn't be like a set amount. Nobody should force you to pay. You know what I mean?
You're
just like y'all don't
want to
be forced to pay child support. Like I don't feel like you
should. Oh no, you got me twisted with somebody
I know,
else.
Right?
Because
so
I think
one.
I think a woman can do whatever she want with that child support. Get her hair done.
Hold
get her nails
up,
done. Pay a bill.
True.
She can do whatever she want with that money.
But they can do whatever. Listen, I'm not saying not to tip them. I'm not saying that at all. I don't think that they shouldn't have anything. I'm just saying that if I only got $3 on me and change, I'm not going to give you a 10.
Well, I mean, that's a different story. I mean, it depends on circumstances. But didn't your mother ever teach you? You pay for what you get.
I'm cool with giving them money. I'm not saying that. Like, I even tip, like, cab drivers and stuff like that. Like, if they help me with my bags and stuff, like, I'm cool with that. But I just don't feel like you should tell me how much to give them. Like, not you, but just them, or say 15%. That's ridiculous.
Have you ever not experienced better service when you give better tips?
No, I mean, like, it's like a... You know, it's like a 50-50 deal. Like, I feel like if it's a large amount of people at the table and,
uh-huh.
you know, I'm making them run around, yeah, I could see that. I could see me giving them, like, 10 or whatever, 15 or something. But sometimes I may even go somewhere by myself and just get coffee and just be chit-chatting on the phone looking over some paperwork.
Mm-hmm.
And they may not even, like, I don't need them to do anything. So I should give them $5 for just giving me coffee?
Oh, so you go Country Buffet a lot. All right, I got you.
I don't go to Country Buffet,
even though
I like Country Buffet. But, no, I'm just saying, like, if I sit there by myself or something, I should give them $5. Just the coffee is less than that.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, you have a point as well. I mean, because sometimes you just don't have the loot in your suit to do that. You got bills. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like somebody
needs
to
eat. Just coming to get a grab because you're hungry.
Yeah, I'm a
hungry
bitch. All
right, well, I mean, you know, we'll agree to disagree. How about that?
No, I believe that they need to be tipped. But I don't think that they should, like, 100% depend on people to give them a certain amount. That's what I think.
Do you know that restaurant people, waiters and waitresses, for the majority, make less than minimum wage? And a lot of these people are doing it as a means. It's not because that's all they can do, but a lot of people are doing it to pay their way through school. You know what I mean? So they're going to college or, you know, in Philadelphia, you know, with the literacy program, some people still try and get their GEDs and shit.
Well, if then that's the case, then when you go in the bathroom and, you know, you got them people in there cleaning up and stuff like that, trying to make your bathroom look
clean.
I tip them.
You know?
You tip them. Some people don't tip them.
I mean,
so
the
how
brother's
much
in there selling his cologne and whatnot, you know, pass you a towel to dry your hands. I tip them.
And they probably don't get paid nothing either.
No, they probably have to rent the booth, basically. Like you know, like a shoe shine dude.
Mm-hmm.
You follow? Yeah, so, I mean, you know, if
Listen,
you don't take
I'm
care of our
cheap,
people, who will?
I'm not a cheap bitch. I'm just saying, like, I don't feel like nobody should tell me what to give to my money, and I need it now. No, I'm just kidding. But like,
you need it like yesterday, huh?
Listen, I'm just saying, like, I don't want nobody telling me how much to give somebody. That's all
you,
I'm
good.
Saying. I want to give the kindness of my heart.
Okay. I mean, like I said, it also depends on the level of service that you get.
True.
You know?
True.
So if they're giving you good service, don't cheat them. I mean, don't cheat yourself because you look bad. Like the brother said, you know, if you're going out with an NBA player or a football, NFL player, whatever, you
right.
know, y'all guys, y'all popping Cristal. You know, you ate that 5-star restaurant. You gonna throw $3 on the table? There's 500.
Y'all, you know what? Y'all say that until y'all get to that position that they're in, and then people
I balled. You know what I'm saying? I balled. I've had $200, $300, $400, $500 dinners. Manhattan shit. I spent $3,000 in 2 days.
No, I'm just saying, like, for the people that's on the line, you know, that if they get into that point where they get successful like that, people are gonna expect them to drop $100 on the table. Or whatever, and they just getting a simple
right.
meal.
Did you hear the story of one of the Dallas players, football players? He took the team out to dinner. The cat was a rookie. The bill was like, it was like 20 of them ate, and the bill was like
$55,000.
He threw in $15,000 as a tip.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, I ain't balling like that, but.
Yeah, I ain't balling like that.
I hope to be there
That's
one day.
That's a big-ass tip.
Yeah, some big ass guys to feed too. Yo, y'all get a pack of hot dogs, a biting pass. You know what I mean? All right, can we talk some music here?
So we got music in here, yours?
Oh yeah, GQ, my artist.
Hold up. So anyway, well, tell me your website info and all that while I'm looking.
Okay, my URL is Infinity Records. I'll spell it NFINITI Records.net. You know what I mean? I want to also tell a lot of people out there, I mean, it's just my opinion. You know, at the end of the day, that MySpace and Facebook, Twitter and all that is not an official website. If you're an artist out there and you're trying to get in, you know what I mean? Basically what I'm saying is if you want to get at the change, you got to get in the game. You know what I mean? Get you an official website. Get an electronic press kit. You know?
Yeah.
MySpace, Facebook, that shit good to meet chicks. You know, they're going to sneak in the crib after midnight, you know, tell them to come through the driveway and shit.
Stop giving them ideas.
Business. You know what I mean? It's not B.I. You know what I mean? So,
right.
like I said, we got the official website, InfinityRecords.net. You know, we're working on a new album coming out soon called First Class. At the end of the month, you'll have a mixtape called 00Q by my artist GQ, one of the hottest lyricists in Philadelphia. If you can find that track, 215.
Okay.
You know, okay, your audience will know. We just shot a video, just didn't finish editing. It's going to appear on the Headbangers video show aired on Comcast and Verizon on Channel 66 here in Philadelphia. It's also aired simultaneously in New York, Atlanta, Connecticut, and Philadelphia. And I think next month it's expanding to D.C. and L.A., you know. Big shout out to Headbangers Video, Brian, Sean, and the host, my man Larry Brown. Big shout out to them. Shout out to my artists on my label, GQ, my man Trigger, R&B singer, Jay Carter. We got this new track, but I don't want you to play that one tonight. Welcome to my playground. That's something for the ladies. You know what I mean?
Okay, you gotta get your R&B singer to come through because we don't get that many R&B guys. So
okay, we can do that. We can do that. You and I chop it up on other venues, so we'll talk about that and everything.
Okay,
you know? So check us out. We call Indefinity Records. My artist is GQ. This track is called 215. We call it the City Anthem. You know what I mean? That's how hard it is. You know?
Okay.
Oh, and I got one more thing I want to say if I can. I'm going to just tell everybody out there, I mean, I love some of the music I'm hearing on your radio. There's a lot of talented people in Philadelphia, the tri-state area. But listen, fellas, at the end of the day, do you want to go home and say, I made music? Or do you want to go home and say, I made music and made money? You know, you got to make radio bangers. You know, these cats are out here making songs with 50 curse words in it. That shit's not going to hit the radio waves.
Right.
Nobody's going to pick you up with that. Do you want to go home and say, I made music, or I made music and I made money? I want loot in my suit. I don't know about everybody else, but that's
there
just me.
You, you
know what I mean?
Exactly.
I want to thank you, Ms. Fire. Your show is hot. Air It Out Radio. Everybody check it out every Monday from 10 to 1 a.m.
All right, babe. Thanks.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
City. job. Spend a little change on an Austin dropping. Nah, don't ask what it cost me. I please about De Niro, six and hot stilettos. What else on my shelf? Some top shelf apparel.
Rip that,
click check, gold label yellow.
Rip that,
click black hole like nigga hello. Only speak when you're spoken to. In a city of Philly, we don't talk much. If it's a problem, we stop. Stay out of cops' dust. If it ain't about a dollar, holler. Nothing to discuss.
Trust.
DA coming after ya. Pinch it and we keep pushing like Sebastia. DC and D, more than a passenger. But GP, throw something while you're backing up. Dime like Super 9,
no.
Blue shallow working daily, punching the clock. Black Buick Mercedes, undercover circle the block. Pay attention, slipping only lead to the fall. Like tricking only lead to the draws. No different position for the come up. Whenever the sun's up, run up. That ain't my twist, but if that's what it comes up, run that. The money's all I want. Now look black, I ain't gonna ask you more than once. Understood? Good. Now get that hair, grab it in. Now get that ass out of here, not a care. So true, so blue it in the air. Buy by the bottle, follow never by the bear. I recommend it, vintage, sip it, sell by the year. Well aware, ready, can feel these niggas without a bed.
Yeah.
I'm a champion.
You could never test the heart of a champion. Yeah, yeah, cause I'm a champion. And you could never test the heart of a champion. Yeah. Champions, anthem you can't fathom with, style that I'll combat you with, it's obvious I have to win, the largest claws I scratch you with, it's beast mode, I'm savage bitch, eating rapper sandwiches, smoke them out like cannabis, focusing on the track like it's the sickest shit I never spit, ripping for the hell of it, the champion that never quit, these pussy rappers celibate, so I pull it out, stick it in, get a hard dick when I hear him talk shit again, get creative with a paper and a pen again, making me sweet nigga sound like cinnamon, stay living like I only got a minute in my whole life left, so you know I gotta get it, spit shit like I'll never know. I got a limit in the straight from the basement. This is not a gimmick. I'm about to prove you're not bullshitting. Every chick in the club, we pull, we hitting. So wet, she's swimming. When I'm rubbing on the clit, I better make a whole day. Oh no, he did it. I spit that fire like a motherfucking pyro. W-I-N, only letters I know. Go hard, oh, you gotta roll like a fly show. Cause you can't live fast if you wanna ride slow. And it don't matter where you from. You could never test the heart of a champion. Yeah, cause I'm a champion. You could never test the heart of a champion. Yeah, yeah, cause I'm a champion. And you could never test the heart of a champion.
Oh, we are, oh, we are, oh, we are, oh, we are.
The Dirt Heroes, and we're kicking it with Aired Out Radio. And that chick, Fire, Brown Skin Mommy.
They are so silly. Shout out to the Dirt Heroes. Aired Out Radio, make sure y'all check out the website, airedoutradio.net. Shout out to Kashmir. I see you on the line, baby. Don Shit, Mr. Press, Rome, Molly, Black Cancer, Reason, Ebernos, Kim King on the line. Check her out for some vocals. Yes. So, anyway, I'm going to take some more calls, see what's going on. 32, 37, Aired Out Radio. What's going on? Who is snoring? Ooh. Anyway, I ain't gonna even tell y'all who that was. Anyway, 9014.
Fire! I am done with him.
He must have had a rough night. It's too early. Come on, y'all gotta be up. Nah, I know niggas be working.
Fire.
Up.
Are we
please
here?
Enter your passcode. Then,
too much is going on. People,
yeah.
Please, voicemails is popping up. What's up, Aired Out Radio? It's Kim King.
Kim King.
Kim King. What's up, Fire? Show is sounding so far so good.
Yes, crazy.
As usual.
Crazy. We missed you last week. That was my fault.
No. I mean, in that case, it was both our faults. My phone was acting a whole fool last week, but I still got to hear the show. So.
I still hate leaving people behind, so you know how it is. So what you think about the topic, Kim?
As far as, wait a minute, give me the topic again, please.
The topic is, for those that are listening in for the first time, basically, like, if you go out and you know, you want to get something to eat or whatever, what do you think is a good tip amount? Like, without being stingy, whatever, like, should it be 10%? Should it be like a couple of dollars? Like whatever you have in your pocket?
It depends on where we go. Well, I mean, honestly, Fire, I was a shampoo girl. You know what I mean? I was a shampoo girl for my girlfriend Lil, for Libby's. Little shout out to Libby's. But, I mean, I know how I feel to be working, and you're really not getting paid, you know what I mean? Minimum wage for that matter. And, you know what I mean, them tips matter. So when I go out to eat, I'm definitely tipping. And I think the right amount should at least start at 10. At least start at $10.
Damn.
I mean, I feel like that only because, you know, I mean, it's a lot of stress. Also, I worked at the Hard Rock Cafe.
So everywhere you go, you tip $10? Like, so if you get your hair shampooed, you tip $10. You tip your car to get valeted. You tip fair.
All right, so Maybe you got me there. Because if I go get my hair done, it's probably a $5 tip. You know
why
what I mean? Valet, probably
look,
like
that's
a $5
the one you
tip.
Need to be paying money to, because she might fuck
what,
you
the
up.
Hairstylist? Depending on how popping the hairstylist is, that's actually going to do your hair, $5 ain't, it's not killing her. You know what I'm saying? But, five, you know what I mean, 5 and 10, that sounds about right. So I take my 10 back, 5 or 10. I think for sure, though, they should definitely get 10.
What about the bartender? Do you, how much you tip? You tip the bartender 10?
No. No,
they
I do
come
not.
On now. Look, these
yeah.
people are the same people that get underpaid and
no,
all
no,
this
but
stuff.
No, but
she
still gets tipped. She or he still gets tipped. You know what I mean? If I go to the bar and I'm buying drinks or whatever, now I heard the guy before me, and you know, I don't usually just give out 30, 40 bucks, whatever, take care of me. But I'm gonna probably keep coming to the bar. Every time I come back, if I buy a drink, you know what I mean, a drink $5, $6, I'm giving her a tip. She keeps the tip. I mean, she keeps the rest. You know, just because. She running, you know what I mean? She got them heels on. She got all sexy for the night. You know what I mean?
I tip fairly. I give everybody, like, maybe 3 here, 5 there, whatever. Like, I don't give nobody more than they, you know. I give the bartender the same amount. Like, you know, boom, there you go, sweetie. Like, you know.
Yeah, and depending on the attitude, because some of them barmaids be tripping. They be a little crazy. Depending on the attitude, but if it's all good, then... Yeah, they're definitely getting. Everybody gets tipped, but
have
I'm
you
gonna
ever
say minimum
given anybody?
5 bucks.
Have you ever given anybody like the water with the pennies in it? They said that that's the worst tip. No.
No, I've never done that before.
Me either, but like
I've never
I'm
even heard
sure
that before.
People,
but dang, I mean, if there's people doing, I feel so bad for the people that you know. Not unless I guess their attitude must have stunk. You have to have a bad attitude to get a tip like that. Or just a jerk for, you know what I mean? A jerk that you're serving for.
That's true.
But, I mean, at the end of the day, everybody should get tipped because I just know what it feels like and you work hard.
That's true. I really do feel for, like, I mean, I want to tip them, but I just don't want to, like, I don't want nobody to say, well, you got to give me such and such and such.
Yeah, don't hit me with that. You got a nothing.
Yeah, like.
That's what cut the tip all the way off. You know what I mean?
Like.
I'm definitely, you know what I mean? As long as you do your job, keep it, you know what I mean? Keep it cordial. Everything's good. Everything's exactly what I wanted. Then it's definitely a tip coming.
But come
no
on,
matter
let's
what
keep
the
it
job
real.
Is.
Let's keep it real. Y'all know y'all get tipped good. Like, the average person, like a waitress, can walk out of there with maybe a couple hundred, 500, maybe a night, a day. You know what I mean?
Some, like on certain days,
Exactly. They ain't hurting that bad.
Then they all have their bad days, you know what I mean? But. I guess it all depends. You know, it all depends on their days. But at the end of the day, as long as the service is good, I definitely feel like they should be tipped.
Right.
You know what
I know
mean?
Some people on the line going to cuss me out, but I'm prepared for this.
Yeah, because I'm listening to you like, fight, go ahead with that shit. You got the tip of it.
Look, I'm a
like
cheap
I said, I was a shampoo girl.
I'm cheap, but I'm fair. I'm like, look, okay, can I just give you 3 and 3, you over there 3 2? Like, I don't want to give like...
Well, look, I don't want to call it cheap. I want to call it thrifty. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, you know what I mean? You're
not
going to say you're just cheap. But, you know what I mean, thrifty. And like I said, I was a shampoo girl, so I know what it's in for. I was working for 4 shampoo girls. I mean, 4 stylists that was, like, the shit, and I was the only shampoo girl. So all that working, you know what I mean? Them tips, tips, because we, you know what I mean, like barmaids, shampoo girls, waitresses, we work.
Right.
We definitely work.
I mean, don't get me wrong, because I used to bartend, so I know that you live off them tips or whatever, but I wouldn't be like, oh, you know, he ain't give me no $10, whatever. I made money all night. So,
yeah, at the end of the day, so yeah, stop bitching, but, you know, to just expect one or even bring it up would just be inappropriate. That would cut it all the way off.
Yeah.
All the way off.
They better not ask me to tip they motherfucking
ass. So ask me, do your job, and just give what you get, girl, or sir.
Get your money. get your money, girl.
Get your money, girl. You stupid. AKA, that's one of my songs, Airing Out is.
Yes, yes. Make sure, tell them your website where they can hear all your music and stuff.
Well, you can find everything you need to know about me at itsmyurl.com/onlyonekimking. That's only number one, Kim King, and it's all one word. Or you can go to reverbnation.com/onlyonekimking, spelled the same way. And or Facebook/KinkerB. Don't laugh, fire. Capital K-I-N-K-E-R, capital B. That's all one word. Hit me up there, you know what I mean, for like vocals, put together songs, writers. I'm looking for producers, writers. You know what I'm saying? I'm looking for
beat makers.
Everything right now. Beat makers, because I'm working on my second CD, and it's time to get it in.
Exactly.
Like, it's definitely time to get it in.
Definitely. CD about to come out pretty soon.
Yes. As of right now, I'm doing hooks. As of right now, like, people, y'all out there looking for those hooks, you know what I mean? Somebody to really put your song together and have it sounding right, definitely hit me up because, well, actually, you got the song, right, that we, did I do with Mike Larry tonight?
Yeah, we got that in there.
Yeah, you'll actually get a chance to hear an example of what I can do. And, you know, I mean, that's basically what I'm on right now. I'm in the process of writing for my CD and hooks everywhere I go. So
yeah.
Definitely hit me up.
And don't be thinking y'all going to get no shit for free, okay? This woman
okay,
works hard.
Listen.
There you go.
Yes. Fully support, fully, I understand. I know that, but we all got bills to pay. And I understand like you understand, so please.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Can I give a couple of shout-outs?
Sure,
go ahead. Get into. Well, as far as, like, tonight, the song, I want to definitely give a shout-out to my homie Mike Larry, Celeb, the committee, Million Music, Backcase Studios, Logic, because he, you know, he engineered the thing, and I just love me some Logic. You know what I mean? The way he put the song together in J.I. Alliance, R5 Fire, 2 London Craft, Air It Out Radio especially. Fire, you are doing your thing.
Ow.
Like, special shout out to Fire for real, y'all, because you are really, like, left and right. You know what I mean? You are everywhere at all times. And I might as well just call you Superwoman, honestly, because you're doing a lot. You know what I'm saying? But all my Facebook fam friends, like, I know y'all out there. I know y'all listening. Thank you so much for the support and the video, you know what I mean, commenting on my videos and, you know what I mean, giving me good feedback and everything. Everybody out there that's supporting me, thank you so much. Like, I'm getting a lot of love.
Hit
thank
her up for them hooks, y'all. Hit her up. Y'all going to hear some new shit from her right now.
Yeah,
she ain't playing
yeah.
in the studio. She about her business.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all.
This joint right here is me and Mike Larry. It's Mike Larry. It's called Fallen. Featuring me, and basically, like, when we got in the studio, he was just with some shit, like, look, Kim, this is what I want, you know what I mean, these are the words, rock out, you know what I mean, he left, came back, and this is what we came with, so,
yeah.
Committee, Celeb, Mike Larry, hear it all, baby.
There
to
go. Falling.
Not in love though, just to ease the pain, I wish I was, yo. Wipe the sweat from my forehead, and lace up my boots, I need more bread. Grandma on her knees praying to Jehovah, meanwhile home on the list of foreclosure. If he intervene, that be a good look, and to that day I'm in the kitchen, no cookbook. Just a pot, some grams, and a bag of ice. Baking soda in the digital scale. Why should I believe it's a heaven when we live in the hell? They say, pray, young man, so I pray that it sells. Cause it's sticking to the bag and it's starting to melt. So I'm gripping on my mag till I run into hell. Now I'm gripping on my mag till it lay me in jail. What the hell, y'all think I'm fishing the well? I'm falling.
I'm falling. I'm steady falling, soul drifting away. Thinking how to make a nickel today. My days.
I'm falling.
Ask the question why we fight to live when I know we really live to die.
I'm falling.
I feel the pressure. I was so out of wide. Spread my wings and soar through the sky.
Verse 2, I'm still falling in that black hole. But I'm not screaming because I know my role. I'm still dreaming and scheming so I won't fold. Why they call it the hood if it's so cold? And why they put it on sneaks? I'm just a war soul. They say open your heart, but the door closed. Opportunity knocked, but my hands froze. Parole stole my life, I'm under control. So my goal with these O's and a chick named Nicole. Put her out on a stroll, on a mission for Joe's. Box the lake, check the rose, and the room in the lows. While I play my role across the hall, I need to stone. They say the good die young, then why I'm still living? If every dog got his day, why won't me a bitch? That's why I'm here for this pay, but I'm still giving. It's a white man's world, but they gon' see my vengeance.
Radio, it's that.
Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Shout out to all my airitouters that's on the line. Kim King, baby, y'all need to fuck with her. I'm trying to tell y'all. She's up next. Anyway, I'm going to hit the lines up a little bit more for our guest star calling in. We got Miss Feisty on the line, and we got Nightcrawler. Oh, my God. He makes me nervous, so I know he's on the line somewhere listening, but telling y'all, y'all definitely got to tune in for that, and don't y'all go nowhere when he comes on. Y'all going to find out all the juice, find all the dirt and all that stuff that he wants to air out. We're going to get into it briefly with him, so definitely make sure y'all stay tuned to that. If y'all on the line, definitely be patient. Please do not hang up. I will definitely get to you. So I'm going to keep it moving, as always. Let's go to 3143, Air It Out Radio. What's going on?
Hey, mama, I was good.
Cashmere. What's going on?
Oh, man, I'm chilling, you know, getting my work in, listening to the good show, you know.
Aww.
As always.
Oh, thank you.
You know.
So, what do you think about the topic?
I mean, it just depends on how the bill is. Because, say you get a $100 bill, what are you going to tip? You're not going to tip no $3, I hope, right?
Right.
So, what you would tip? $100 between two people, and y'all just sitting there.
Between
You're going to go with 20 or what? Because that's what I'm like.
Oh, my God, look.
That's $100. $100 bill, you gotta give at least 20. Yeah, I mean, at least 20. That's the lowest, you know.
I don't. Like they were saying, I'm all about how much work you did. I know. I'm sorry. Like, I know y'all gonna get at me, but I feel like it depends on how much work you did. Like when Puff Daddy had that restaurant, Justin's, right? Like I ate there with me and, you know, a gentleman or whatever, but. You know, like, that came to, like, $70-something, and we had something to drink. That was, like, almost 70. I think we tipped, like, 10.
Woo! Man, I was taking a picture of y'all, like, yo, watch when they come back, yeah?
Yeah, right. Well, he closed now, I think, so. Yeah. But anyway, like, I don't know. I don't know.
Well, I would, $70.
What would you give? You would give $20 for
$100? I'd try to give it like a good 15, you know. If the person with me and I got some cash, I'd be like, look, you know, I put 10 up. You got 5? Everything else and shit like that. You know what I mean? But if it's somebody I'm messing with, I'd probably just play the whole thing. I mean, with the tip, you know.
Okay. Maybe I'm looking at this whole thing wrong then. Maybe, like, I should give a little bit more.
Yeah,
but
how it is. Because I'm saying they could be making $3.25 an hour. So they going to need those tips, you know what I mean?
Why is that my, like, you get what I'm saying? Like, why is that my fault. Like, I feel like we're paying for them to work.
It's etiquette. I know
I'm probably getting cuffed out like a motherfucker. But, like, I feel like if somebody dropped out of school and they decided to wash cars for a living, it's like, is that my fault and I'm supposed to tip them? Or, like, when they could have finished school and been an engineer or something like that. I feel like I'm paying for, I know I'm, like, shitty for saying this, but, like, I don't know. I just don't like nobody telling me what to do with my money.
Like, you know, they're not going to tell you.
I'm sorry. I'll tell you that right now, but I just...
Oh, shit.
Look, I probably lost all kind of brownie points. Like, nah, fire, we liked you and shit, but that was some bullshit right there.
Nah, yeah, you good. You just got to ease up and say, you got to dig deep in your pocket and get, you know what I mean? A little deeper. You can't throw no $3 up there.
Okay. All right, look, I'm going to promise y'all right now, I'm going to really try to give a little bit more, okay? I'm going to try. It's going to be hard. For real,
I'm going to
try to do five.
Yeah, get five. Because even if I'm at IHOP and it's just me, I'm going to give them at least five. You know what I mean?
Damn, what if the thing is like I said, sometimes I just go for coffee.
Well,
so
okay,
I got to give
$5.
Coffee. Like, come on, man. Y'all got to feel sympathetic to me now. Like, come on, fill my
table. Who goes to IHOP just for coffee?
Well, I don't go, like, I go to, like, little diners and stuff like that, and I mean, just be chit-chatting on the phone or just killing some time or something, you know what I mean?
Oh, leave, like, $2 under the cup or something like that, then.
Yeah, like, you know, okay, so $2 for the coffee or whatever. All right, I could do that. Like, that's not bad. I would do that anyway. That's not too bad. So, do we feel sorry for the bums that's on the street? Do we tip them, too? Hello? Okay, I lost him for a minute. Let me see. Hold on. Kashmir, are you there? Hello? Okay. All right, well, I'm going to see if I can get a hold of him again. And let me go back to him one more time, see if I can get him. Kash, you there? All right. All right, I lost him for a hot minute. But anyway, Kim... Don't laugh at me. Look, I'm just being honest. Like, some people out there that really are like me. I know I'm a little asshole when it comes down to this situation. But anyway, make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Shout out to all my Air It Outers that's on the line. I'm going to play one more song from Drano. I owed him two songs from last week. And, you know, I mean, I just, like, try to be real about my shit and keep my word. So I'm getting to some Drano Magic, baby.
You got me thinking it's magic when you do what you do, girl. The way you move got me on top of the world. It's you and me, let's ride, baby. You got me thinking it's magic when you do what you do, girl. The way you move got me on top of the world. It's you.
Feel like it's magic when it's you and me. Truly teaching me you're hella precious like your jewelry. You and me together riding out ain't nothing new to me. Giving brains fooling me like you ain't heard of truancy or bad shit. Magic is what you make it feel like. As if I'm living in a dream that I'm a sick for real life. Anything that seems wrong, you can make it feel right. Never cut you loose cause our relationship is real tight. You only date the real type. That's why you seeing me. Told you that I'm a G, I'ma show you exactly why you wanna be with me. Every time you think of me, your mental pick you keep of me. I'm not a star, but you still reach
you
me.
You got me thinking it's magic when you do what you do, girl. The way you move got me on top of the world. It's you and me.
From my sorrows, and ain't no doubt after tonight I'm seeing you tomorrow. I'll be your motivation, see me and you follow. You be my three wishes, genie in the bottle. I'm on your magic carpet, but this is not Aladdin. Your love is my addiction, and I just gotta have it. Cause every time you call, I tell myself I got the baddest. Cause you got it all, and I just know I gotta bag it. And I'm crazy about you, it's feeling way insane. Got me thinking it's magic, no David Blaine. You fade the pain, and I ain't even gotta ask it. Like a rabbit out the hat trick, you got me thinking it's magic. When you do what you do, girl, the way you move got me on top of the world. It's you, it's you.
Yeah, don't touch the dial, and don't change the channel. It's your boy, DJ T, and I'm rocking with that brown skin heifer, my homegirl, my main.
Bitch,
fire, so let's air it out, y'all.
Air it out radio is that bitch. Shout out to DJ T on that. About to get back to Cash and see what's going on. I know we got disconnected and find out what the heck happened and get him to introduce all his stuff. And, Kaz, I'm so sorry about that. I don't know what happened. You there?
It went silent, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, it's all good. We have some technical. Blog Talk is like that. It be fucked up. Y'all don't know the behind the scenes bullshit.
I
don't know
that.
Y'all do not know.
Yeah, that's what it is, though.
It's all good. But, go ahead and let everybody know where they can reach you, and then we're going to hop into your song.
It's my URLs. You know, .com/Casmir, CASSMAIR. And definitely check my YouTube out. I do got the YouTube on there. Just do a new freestyle video type, Joan. It's called The Explicit Nerd Freestyle. You know? So,
okay.
I'm definitely in character. So, you definitely got to check that out, too. That Joan is funny and crazy. You know? So, I'm just going in, you know, like, I'm really going to show people what I can do as far as just straight spitting, straight going in and on a song tip. And the song I got for you is just bananas. You heard the beat, right?
Yeah, you ain't never get back with me on the other stuff, but we'll talk about that later, you know.
Yeah. It's crazy. It's pop heaven right there. But the song, what are we going to get into? Let's get into... Hustle Hard for Life,
alright.
Yeah, man, that's good. I'm feeling pretty, like coming at people right now. But it's all good.
Alright, catch me. Hustle for Life, baby.
You know, you got this fantasy in your head about getting out of the life and setting the corporate world on its ear. What the fuck you gonna do? Except hustle.
I'm something that you never know. Unfamiliar territory, I'm on the go. Underrated by artists that's only so-so. Knuckle honies affect them niggas so-so. Yeah, I see them, but it's nothing, man. I don't need to be them, they don't pop up in the session, man. Other words irrelevant, treat them like a sedative. Greatness gotta live up to my fellowship. Smarter than your average nigga with a dream. How can they compare to a mogul with big schemes? My departure is clean, like a sea is a dream. Your progress like God himself, unseen. It's something so real about them. Just to miss your career, couldn't live without them. Come to terms with yourself, how you feel about them? I was here from the start, why'd you try to out them? Yeah, Casmir is back. Fresh to the world like a brand new cat. Fresh out the womb, polished and in tune. His women keep watching, they night get in soon. Eat up a bigger spoon, appetite of a monster. No, I'm not Nicki Minaj, Jay or Kanye. Yes, I am a force of my own. No roster, no squad, no team, no clique. I'm a monster.
Yeah, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Think instead of ordering, fuck them, I'ma take them out. Feeling like I bought them out, fuck them, they won't hold me back. If you a minor cold, I'm a motherfucking heart attack. Love exactly where I'm at, quitting time, imagine that. Always had a vision black, talking it and living that. Put up with the bullshit, trust me, never going back. History is written, so the future where I'm living at. I tired so out of here. Extraordinary, we just cannot compare. Yeah, I know, right? It's just unfair. Was MIA, now I reappear. Again, I'm back. Since this is a new beginning, got some brand new straps straight from the pack. Cursed with the same swag, more confident than ever, what all means to brag. Wet like a fresh tag, fell in love with the cash. Close to success, no space, I brush past. You ain't the prescription, you knew and improved stress. So how can I respect your indirect flash when your boy is back?
Radio, make sure y'all check out the website air.radio.net. Shout out to Cashmere on that. When I'm liking that, a little slow joint, a little sexy thing going on. Go smack somebody. We on 10 to 1. Shout out to all my air outers that's on the line. M Dot, all them that's listening. Black Cancer, I think he's on here. I'm not sure. Whatever. I got Feisty on the line. I'm coming to you, baby. Just hold on a second. I see you. Gonna hit the lines up a little bit more. What's going on? 9335.
Fire was popping, baby.
What's going on?
This your boy Tough. I know you probably like Tough. Who's Tough and where is he from and what does he do? Yeah, but you know, I do a little bit of it all, and I just had to holler at you, show you a little bit of love, because I peeped you through the poster John up on Facebook. And, you know, I just wanted to say what's up. You know what I'm saying? You just banged my man Cass, just, you know what I'm saying, just before you grabbed me. So shout out to him, because I know he's doing this thing. We got a link. I just talked to him a couple of days ago. We got a link. Shout out to everybody that's doing their thing. I'm loving what you're doing. I never really listened to the show, but I'm loving it.
Thank you.
But, I don't know, you can see me on Facebook. I'm Antoine Tough Barnes, you know what I'm saying?
Antoine,
nah, look at you. Come on now, tongue tied.
I got tongue tied just a little bit. Okay.
It's
all
right.
I do.
We
that
all
sometimes.
Do it sometimes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
But I'm definitely, y'all, I'm doing my thing. I'm working on the album right now. I'm actually shoot you some music. You know, I love it if you could text me your email or something. Like, shoot me your email. I'll shoot you some music this week, so you can have something to spin next week. I got beats on deck. I do hooks. I sing. Whatever. Bring it.
Okay. All right. Definitely. You got a website for your beats and stuff?
I don't got a website right now. I'm working on all of that.
Wah,
but
wah,
you
wah.
Could definitely. It's all right, though. I'm fresh to the guy. I just started doing this year. You know what I'm saying? So,
okay.
Last year, rather. But, you know, I'm just getting in the flow of things. I'm creeping through the cracks. You dig me?
All right. Okay. Okay.
You could definitely, anybody could get at me through my email, though. My email is phillyfatkid360@gmail. That's phillyphatkid360@gmail.com. You could get me on Twitter, fatboyfly, FatBoyFly. Facebook, the original fatboyfly, spelled straight out, no change ups, no misspells, everything. The original Fat Boy Fly, straight out, all lowercase. That's me, you know?
Okay. All right. Well, can't wait to get some music from you and all that good stuff. So
I'm going
to
definitely hit you. And I just got to say something about your topic real quick.
Uh-oh.
Because you had me rolling when you asked about tipping the bums. Like, I said, wow.
Well, I mean, shit, if you want to go there, why not, right? Hey.
I hear you.
They need money, too.
But they not grinding, though. They not in a respectable business trying to get theirs. They just on the street like, yo, you got to
come
out. They
be out there, no sleep.
Yo, hey, some bums will come straight to you and be like, yo, you got $10? And you be like, what, nigga?
Wow, $10, really?
Yo, I'm for real, man. They bold nowadays.
Wow.
But real talk, I used to serve in actually I served in two different restaurants. I used to work at Bertucci's up Plymouth Meeting, and I worked at some underground restaurant way out in Media somewhere. I don't even want to say the name. But definitely you gotta give something. As far as restaurant service, under $20, $5 at least. Once you go over $20, you start stepping up in the ranking of what you should be given. What most people's what the rule of thumb is you go 15% of whatever your bill was.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's how they usually do it. That's how servers usually do it. Like, I should at least get 15% of whatever you bought. Look, I've had people like worse than you. You're talking about y'all got like $70 worth of food at the gym and gave the boy $10. Listen, I had this boy come to the restaurant on me one time, pulled out a black card and everything. My man spent like $300.
Mm.
Left me zilch.
What?
I never, like experiences like that make me never want to go back to work like that. You feel me?
Yeah.
And that's just
real. Those black cards, I mean, like, it's crazy. Just like even with American Express, like, there's no limit on it or whatever, but, there is a limit on it to a degree, but, you know what I mean? Like, you got 30 minutes to pay that shit off. That shit, like, the hit mob, like, you feel like somebody's going to come out the fucking woodwork out this bitch. You nervous. I was nervous fucking with my American Express. I ain't going to lie. I'm scared.
I feel you. But even still, a little $5 don't hurt. And bartenders, I get them a dollar or two every time I get a drink. You know, something simple. You know, I don't tip my barber. I probably should. I'll probably get better.
If I got a tip, damn it, you got a tip. Everybody got a tip, motherfucker. No, I got a tip. Y'all got a tip. How about that?
I'm going to work on that.
Yeah, see, like, we doing this together.
You know, it's hard out here for a pimp.
You know. Exactly. I'm telling you, it's hard to give them that little dollar or two. Nah, but you know what? I've been starting to do good. I've been doing it on a credit card, so I'll just be like, can you just put the little $5 on it? So I do the $5 little thing on there so I don't see it, so I don't pay no mind. How about that?
I feel you.
It's the same thing, right? They may not get it right away, but, you know. Right.
It's still there. They still won't get
see?
It. Eventually.
There you go. Okay. Well, yeah, I'm trying. A bitch trying.
Much love to you. I'm going to definitely be checking you out. I actually can't even, like, I'm listening to you on my phone while I'm on hold. And I don't even do the computer thing. I saw the joint on my phone, but I'm going to make it a point to get to your show. You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
listen to
up.
You. Show you some love and much love to all the artists, producers, writers, singers, whatever you're doing. Much love to you. Be positive. Keep your head up. Keep grinding. You know what I'm saying? Because it's good to see people doing something with them,
right,
with their lives and with themselves. You know, it's a lot
Definitely.
Of people. It's a lot of talented people out here that's sitting around doing nothing, wasting away. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So, much love to all of y'all that's doing it. Keep going. You're going to hear your boy Tough real soon.
Okay. That's what's up. Definitely appreciate you calling.
Ain't no thing, Ma.
All right. Thanks a lot.
All right. Peace.
And our radio is that chick. I'm going to keep the lines up a little bit more. Then I'm going to go to my guest that's on the line, Miss Feisty. I see you, baby. Please do not hang up. I'm definitely coming to you. These lines are bananas. I meant to tell you. That's the one little part I messed out on you. Anyway, babe, please be patient. 5218 Air It Out Radio. What's going on? Oh, shoot.
What it is, babe?
What's going on?
Hey, this is your boy Jay's Verse World Mob. You know what I'm saying? What's going down, baby?
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah. you know what it is. You know what I'm saying? I like to clear some air real quick. You know what I'm saying? Because I've been hearing my name on blast for a couple weeks on your show. You know what I'm saying? From some worm-ass nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-oh.
And I just like to put out the truth. You know what I'm saying? Up front as I see it. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to go back 10, 15 years ago, nothing like that when we was children. I'm going to talk about 2 months ago. You know what I'm saying? The nigga called me broke.
Well,
but
who
when
are
he showed,
you talking about for people to
I'm talking about the Nightcrawler. You know what I'm saying? Former World Mob member. His video is all on the front of your page with World Mob on it. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to me. You know what I'm saying? And, hell, nigga, I showed you how to do business. You're welcome.
He said you're welcome. Oh, my God.
But this is what it is, you know what I'm saying? The nigga shows up broke. You know what I'm saying? Shows up broke. I got to feed him. I got to put him up. You know what I'm saying? Tupac said, bigger bitch to let you sleep on the couch. Hey, that's what it was. You know what I'm saying? Paid for him to eat at Applebee's. Paid for his alcohol. He got drunk, started crying. You know what I'm saying? Real niggas don't cry now. You know what I'm saying? That's on some street shit. You know what I'm saying? But on the real shit, you know, y'all want to know what's up with me? You want to know why I don't shout back or whatever, defend myself? It's because I do more walking than talking. You know what I'm saying? I was on Air It Out Radio about 6 months ago. Thank you, baby. You know what I'm saying? I'm really appreciating it because you started the buzz for Bounce That Ass. I mean, you took it global. So shouts out to Air It Out Radio. You know, I was the first to put a nigga down. That's what's up. You know, and I'm seeing this nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, he must monitor my Twitter page. You know, stop Twitter flexing, nigga. You know what I'm saying? You drive a truck. Motherfucker, I stopped working a year ago because my music is paying my bills. You feel me? He wants to be like me, but he can't. I call him mini-me, but we all know Nightcrawlers is a worm. They under me. You know what I'm saying? And I really don't address lesser niggas, but this nigga's going too far. You know what I'm saying? So to all your fans that's listening right now, why don't you go on Twitter, check out at Jace Verse, at J-A-Y-C-E. V-E-R-S-E. I got some pictures up for the nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God.
The thing is, you know what I'm saying? You want to see me, bruh? See me in the street. You about as big as my dick. You know what I'm saying? Who in the hell are you? You already know you scared to see me in the street. I done smacked him up a lot of times. You know what I'm saying? But that's
but
not.
What happened? In your opinion, what happened? Like, what started all this? Like, I don't get it.
You know, baby, it got to be jealousy and envy. Because, like I said, 2 months ago, the nigga was on my couch. You feel me? But, you know, when he left, as soon as he got out of the state of Georgia, it was like, nigga, fuck you. And let's just be real. This is, you know, we family, so I'm all at you. You know, this nigga was scared to say something in my face. He had to be feeling like that when he was sleeping on my couch. When he came to Georgia, would nobody else put him up but me? You know what I'm saying? Because of his mouth. You know what I'm saying? He done been smacked up more times than a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Let me run some history for you. Y'all know Jeezy. You know what I'm saying? Mr. Trap or Die. Right? I'm saying y'all know Jeezy, Mr. Trap or Die. So do we.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So do we. Yeah, he knows him personally. Jeezy done smacked the fuck out of him 2 or 3 times. Who do you think he's called?
You said Jeezy smacked Nightcrawler?
Smacked him the fuck up.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Who do you think he called? He didn't call his brother. He didn't call his mama. He called me. You know what I'm saying? I'm the G's nigga you know. Who is you flexing on, bruh? You know what I'm saying? We can check my report card. He said I only been to jail 3 times for traffic tickets. I heard that. You know? That
when did
we
say that?
Oh,
on
that was last week. That was last week on your show.
Oh, okay.
I mean, that was me. I'm not even lying. That was me, yeah.
Okay.
You know, your boy had a couple traffic infractions and shit.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I've also been to jail for assault. And I'm not scared to go back.
Okay.
You feel me? The thing is, he don't want to see me. He does all that flexing. You know, the thing is, your listeners got to understand what's real and what ain't. And the real is, I'm World Mob, M-O-B. Everybody knows what that means. That's money over bitches. You know what I'm claiming. You know what I'm saying? He was
so
with
Mob. What's his problem with Mob then? I know he got a problem with you, but what is his problem with Mob in your opinion?
Oh, I guess they just down with me. You know what I'm saying? They didn't have any problem with the nigga. It was just basically, you know what I'm saying, this nigga shooting back and I'm trying to ignore him, you know what I'm saying? You know, you got to brush fleas off. But, you know, the thing is, you know what I'm saying, I run with real felons, real killers. You know what I'm saying? And they don't take lightly the people talking, A, about their CEO or B, about them. You know what I'm saying? And they're ready to see about them.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? The thing is, I gave him the option. I say, man, back out now. If you back out now, you know what I'm saying, everything is forgiven. You're still my favorite bitch. And he is.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, wow.
That nigga is my bottom bitch. I swear to God. You know what I'm saying? When it goes down, he going to go get the money. He going to suck a dick to get that money now. You know, the thing is, you got to understand what's real and what ain't. M-O-B, it says it all. What is this nigga doing in all blue? You
well,
know what I'm saying?
Well, he said he was going to apologize to you. What do you think about it?
Let me tell you something. You know, the thing is, his apology ain't accepted. You know what I'm saying? He had a chance to do all this a few weeks ago. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's been shooting at me on Air It Out Radio. Maybe a
have
month
you been
now.
Listening to Air It Out Radio? Like, if you've been listening or you've been hearing that he's been on, why you ain't come on?
Baby, because you know what I'm saying. I don't respond to lesser niggas. You know the thing about it is he's where I'm where he wants to be. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying. I'm selling records. You still driving your truck, bruh. You know what I'm saying. I got a team behind me. We pushing. You selling units out your truck, bruh. You know what I'm saying? At a local truck stop near you. Oh, my God. You know what I'm saying? Sound like a lot to me. Niggas, you jumping in trucks. You know what I'm saying? Wipe the cream off your mouth, dog. You know what I'm saying? That's just what it is.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what's up with this cat. You know
Do
what I'm
saying?
Do you
think it's ever going to be pieced up, you know?
You know what I'm saying? I tried to make peace, but, you know, the next thing he's going to be the star of a YouTube video. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got no qualms about this shit. You know what I'm saying? But the thing is, don't let his talking fool you. You know what I'm saying? This cat don't want to see me. You know what I'm saying? I'm real about mine. I'm the one who taught him. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? I put the first package in his hand. Ask him about that. I put the first package in his hand. When he was broke, when your brother was broke, when your mama spent all her money, nigga, God rest the dead, nigga, I put you on. Don't forget that shit.
Wow.
I put you on. I put the money in your hand. I made you a man again. Feels good, don't it?
Wow, you say you made him a man again. Well, that's strong words. I'm just so he's gonna be on a little later because he is one of our guests or whatever. Do you have anything that you want to tell him now? Because I mean, I know he's on the line listening because I see him there. But like, do you have anything that you want to say? Like maybe to try to piece it up or not piece it up or whatever the case.
You know, the thing is, I tried for peace. You know what I'm saying? And I gave him every opportunity to let it go. But he forced me to respond. And when you force me to respond, nigga, it's just on. You know what I'm saying? The thing is, nigga, when I see you, you know what it is, so don't run. You know what I'm saying? All the people who you say is down with you, whatever, you just drive through Philly, bruh. I'd be there. You know what I'm saying? I have some of my Philly niggas get at you. You know what I'm saying? I have somebody get at you. Don't think that it's just rap, nigga. You know what I'm saying? You better understand who you're dealing with. In fact, you fucking know. But, you know what I'm saying? I don't do too much talking. Like I said, I do walking. I just felt the need to verbally defend myself. But I tell you what I will do for you, babe. Okay. You know what I'm saying? How about I give you the exclusive on the shot back track? You know what I'm saying? We shoot back over here. You know what I'm saying?
We shoot back over there.
You know what I'm saying?
You ain't sent me nothing off. I just got the two other songs in here.
Oh, yeah, I know. I'm going to give you an exclusive.
Actually, three.
You know what I'm saying? I'm shooting back.
But
now,
you still going to come back on even though he's here on the show and you don't care. You just like, y'all going to go back and forth forever.
No. I don't even do back and forth. Let him talk, babe. You know what I'm saying? Let him talk. You know what I'm saying? Let him hype himself up. You know what I'm saying? The thing is, you should be. You ever see one of them niggas that one of them little chihuahuas? You know what I'm saying? They all bark and no bite.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You ever seen a Rottweiler? A Rottweiler gonna bite you first, then bark. You know what I'm saying? So I mean, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Like I said. You know what I'm saying? This nigga's 150 pounds. I'm not even allowed to play with this nigga. You feel me?
You stupid. You said you ain't allowed to play with him. Oh, my God.
The real is, you know what I'm saying? What is he going to do? What is he going to do? He going to go get a pistol? Because that's the only way he can beat me. Don't listen to this. He going to smack me up type shit because he was on my couch. He was on my couch. He had an opportunity to say whatever he wanted to say, but he waited until he got gone. You tell me. That sound like you scared, don't it? You know what I'm saying? You could talk what you want to talk when you away from a nigga, but when you in a nigga face, you know what I'm saying? In fact, that same night, you know what I'm saying? I kind of jogged on this hole. I heard he been talking about my bitch and everything. You know what I'm saying? And the thing is, what it is, the real is the girl that you call your woman is a hoe. Your side chick is a hoe. We all ran through her.
Uh-oh.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you claim to be a player, but I fucked your chick. So what is that? Well, what is that? Come on, bruh. You know, the thing is, you can come on the radio, you can say whatever you want to, and you can make it into whatever you want. But as of here, right now, this is for the world to hear, nigga. I'ma see about you.
Uh-oh.
And I ain't even got to say no more. You just took it out the booth. You know what I'm saying? Fuck you. You know what I'm saying? You took it out the booth. Who in the fuck is you, Billy Me? You know what I'm saying? You a worm. You under me. I'm about to squash this nigga.
Uh-oh. Okay, well, I got to get back to my show, but I definitely appreciate
I'm
going
to let you get back to it, baby, but I just want to let you know, and I'm going to do it live on YouTube. I got footage. I'm going to do it live on YouTube.
Uh-oh.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't even worried about he got my cousin on tape talking shit about me. That's cool. You know what I'm saying? He's my family. He can do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But, nigga, I'm coming live. When I do it, y'all all going to see it. But I'm pretty sure he going to run from it. You know what I'm saying? So When he gets on, I just want you to ask him one question.
Mm-hmm.
And you can ask him this question for me.
Okay.
Ask that nigga who put him on.
Okay, I definitely will.
You ask him who put it on. MOB for life, you know what I'm saying? Trays up, you know what I'm saying? Blood game, nigga. All my people lock it up over money, and don't be listening to that fake shit. You know what I'm saying? Because we run it real over here. Like I said, go check out the Twitter, at Jay's Burst. You know what I'm saying? I'm still on the line. Y'all niggas want to say something to me? Bro, you got something to say to me. Nigga, you
right.
know where I'm at. This nigga got my phone number. Why you got to go on the radio?
Right. Okay.
So apparently
well,
you might want to
be
make
on. We'll definitely be on, and hopefully you'll tune in, still be tuned in, and whatever. We're going to get into one of your songs. I don't know which one you want me to get into.
Man, run it into Jay's Verse. I get it. Let that whole ass nigga know we make money around here.
Okay. There it is. I get it.
Yeah, I get it. You know we get it. Yeah, we get it. Yeah, you know we get it. Yeah, I get it. We out to get it. I get it how I live, and I'm living because I get it, get it. Yeah, we get it.
I'm on the block before sunrise, the phone in the hall socket. Dead as hell, cause the J's, they won't stop calling. The AM Joe, man, before you go to work, fam. Afternoon, hit the cell, you know the program. Late at night, you know I get your mind right. Now deliver to a nigga if it's for the right price. Getting money, fuck a bitch, what I'm talking about. If it ain't dollars, bitch, nigga, you ain't saying nothing. If you ain't voting, then you probably blowing your youth. In a few years, you'll realize you were stupid. I paid my own way, Lewis and Clark, they trailblazed. Me and Mossberg, that's initially stacking on his paper tape. World mob, we won't stop until a billion's made. Every day for me is a hustle dollar day. I dress hate and my critics all the same way. With the question, what would you do differently?
Yeah, I get it. You know we get it.
Stay first, nigga.
Yeah, we get it. Yeah, you know we get it.
I get it.
Yeah, I get it. We got to get it. I get it how I live, and I'm living because I get it. Get it. Yeah, we get it. You know we get it.
Hustle up.
Yeah, I get it. We got to get it.
Hustle up.
Yeah, I get it.
More often than not, I do my same thing. This here my life, these here my dreams, and I refuse to be anything less than a major player in the Dow Jones process. If Puffy and Master P can make the cover of Forbes, and Jay-Z and 50 Cent be the chairman of boards, Barack, Black President, and all these U.S. presidents are grinders in their own right, soldiers in their own fight. I could be the voice of the young urban citizens. With a country in recession, how do we be rich? Go to school, graduate, and get a good job. 20 years don't mean shit looking in Ron. Although in Florida, I can't leave the street. Gas might go back up and sell them dope tax free. If you feel me, then motherfuckers, you stand up. If you feel me, motherfucker, then stand up.
Yeah, I get it. You know we get it. Yeah, we get it. Yeah, you know we get it. Yeah, I get it. We got to get it. I get it how I live, and I'm living because I get it, get it. Yeah, we get it. You know we get it. Yeah, I get it. We got to get it. Yeah, I get it, get it. You know we get it.
I get it how I live,
and I'm living because I get it.
We at the dawn of history and at the dusk of our ways. Read the Bible, many scriptures say these last days. Teenagers when I was young used to go play. Now they're pregnant on corners and they're trying to get paid. This economy is so fucked up. Every rapper raining money, they ain't got big bucks. We supplement with bears and trucks, then distribute by the pound just so we come up. Somebody tell Hillary to relay to Barack that Korean niggas serve about blowing shit up. This ain't hit me as gas went down. The price of newborn food and clothes at they highest now. Why build my whole stuff just to knock me down? Good channel Radio 1 pimping all us now. Without T-Pain on my voice I found, I can get it, you can get it, we can all get down. Hey,
yeah, I get it. You know we get it.
Take first,
yeah,
nigga.
We get it. Yeah, you know we get it. Yeah, I get it. We got to get it. I get it how I live, and I'm living cause I get it, get it. Yeah, we get it.
I get it.
Yeah, I get it. We got to get it. Yeah, I get it, get it. You know we get it. I get it how I live, and I'm living cause I get it, get it. Yeah, I get it. You know we get it. Yeah, we get it. Yeah, you know we get it. Yeah, I get it. We got to get it. I get it how I live, and I'm living cause I get it, yeah, we get it. You know we get it. Yeah, I get it. We got to get it. Yeah, I get it, get it.
What's up? This is your boy June Bugger representing 704 to the fullest Charlotte NC. Stand up. Right now you're listening to Fire Chicks Air It Out Radio every Monday from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. Philly, stand up. It's on for 2011. Let's go.
Air It Out Radio is that chick fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Shout out to all my Air It Outers on the line. Oh, my God, please be patient. All that drama, the lines got even more nasty on here. So definitely, please be patient. I would definitely get to you. Oh, my gosh, I can't even believe these lines is bananas. But anyway, let me see. Who do I want to go to next? 5239. I think I went to this person already. I'm not sure. 5239. Hello? Okay, see? Okay, yeah. Another one bites the dust. All right, let's go to 5327.
What's up, Fire?
What's going on?
Your boy Bank Cancer.
Yeah.
Darn. You got that shit, too. You got,
I
you really
it, right?
Got that done.
I did it.
Yeah.
Woo!
That was nice.
Thank you. Look, I'm working hard. I'm working hard. What's going on? I ain't heard from you in like 2 weeks.
Yeah, man. You know, I was sick one of them joints. I still called up or whatever. And the other week, I was just like, fuck it, man. I can't do this.
I'm going
to lay my ass down. Yo, it's so annoying to drink tea like straight through the week. And I'm talking about 7 days, not five.
Right.
Anyway, I ain't go to the studio or none of that shit. I wound up just cutting it out, falling back or whatever. Still writing, of course.
Okay. I did your drop earlier. You were probably even here.
Yeah, I heard that, John.
Yeah.
That was a good look.
Thank you.
About time.
Look, I had to cut out some things, you know what I mean?
Ha ha.
So, you know, working on it. But, so mixtape win. Going on,
man, I don't want to speak about my mixtape.
No?
That shit out. I don't even want to talk about my mixtape.
Oh,
It's not bad at all. It's not a bad situation. Like, it ain't gonna get done. It's just the fact that I don't want to keep mentioning that joint, and then it keeps occurring. You hear a nigga the same week, the next week after, and he like, yo, yeah, my mixtape gonna come out. I'm tired of saying that shit. So when I say it, that's when it'll be done.
Okay.
Because I told you I'm supposed to have my poetry chapbook along with that. So that's going to be a good thing. I'm selling it for $12. I didn't market that out, though, how much I want to sell, how many units and stuff like that. And I'm supposed to be performing this Friday or whatever at the Retrospective Joint. You coming out to it? Or you know anybody that
is? Yeah, I told you. You just keep reminding me. I'll definitely try to come out.
All right. It's on my... Because
you know a bitch like me forget. So, you know, you got to, like... Keep saying, all right, you going.
It's this Friday. It's from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. You're going to have poets, rappers. I'm not sure if we still going to have rappers, though, besides me. Singers and musicians.
Can anybody come perform, or is it just...
No, see, if they would have checked out my Twitter and my Facebook, they would have known that they had to contact another member in the On Point family or whatever to try to sign up. We're not having an open mic for this one, but we might do another event in the summertime or whatever. So we'll have the open mic then. If not, we'll have it at my school or something.
Okay.
That ain't about nothing. 5 to 10 sliding scale. It's at 40th and Walnut, right next to the Bridge movie theater. It's in the Rotunda.
Okay.
Yeah, so I've been running
around. You have posted that info up on your Twitter and everything, and then
it's on it. Everything is on it. Yeah, if they go through my tweet line, they'll find the link. If they go on my Facebooks, they'll find that. And you can find me at itsmyurl.com/blackcancer cancer cancer.
Okay. But what do you think about? Yeah, that one was a little weak. It was a little weak. What's up with the topic? What you been listening? What's going on?
Yo, man, I'm on everybody's side, and I'm gonna tell you, it do depend on the situation and the customer service that you give, the date that you get from them, and that they give to you. Because if they give you some fucked up customer service, I'm going to give you some fucked up change. Like, I ain't even going to hold you. And sometimes that ain't even a situation, because I know I'll be at a club or at a bar. But, dig, if I pay $7 for a drink, yeah, you got that $3. If I pay $8 for a drink, you got that $2. If I pay $9 for a drink, nigga, you got a dollar or two. I'm not giving you all that. They got, what is it, when you go out, you get the gratuity bill or whatever. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's on with it. So I'm throwing them a scale, on a scale from $5 to maybe $12 tops. I don't give them $15 unless I really like them or something like that. Like, or it's just a random occasion where, you know, I feel good and I could drop a little bit extra change than I usually do, but I ain't doing all that for them, man. I'm really not. And I don't give a fuck if somebody call me cheap or if they call me a person that's just wise with his change. Like, it's the same shit to me. It don't matter. I just like good customer service. And sometimes when you got it, you got it. When you don't, you don't.
Right. Well, I mean, I'm so, like, on the fence with it sometimes. And I'm like, But I'm going to try to give a little bit more. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. I can
try.
Because motherfuckers be hurting out there.
Yeah, like, you know.
But if they don't treat you right,
look at it this way, Kansas. Like, isn't that their job to be nice? Like, regardless of whatever job it is, isn't that your job to be nice?
Yeah, that's
so, like,
the norm.
Yeah, so, like, if, like, I know I'm an asshole for this, but like I said, like, I'm just saying, like, if that's your job, then... I don't know, forget it. I don't want people to be mean to me because I have this opinion. But I'm just saying, like, this is my money and I need it. No, I'm just kidding. But, you know,
man, you're entitled to your opinion.
Yeah, like,
that's how you feel. I really think it depends on your mood on that day or whatever. Because I find myself doing that. If I'm in a good mood, I'm giving this person, he or she, this amount of change, this amount of money. And, you know, if it's one of them other days where I just don't want to be bothered and they still treated me nice, depending on how I feel, man, or depending on how much money they get from me. I mean, the highest I probably will go is $12, right?
Yeah. I'm not going to lie, because if I'm in a good mood, I'll give more, too. I ain't going to front. I'll be like,
$10. I'm talking about if I'm with somebody else, then my highest I'm going to give $12. Come on, chip in, too. Now, if one of the other Aerodotters, they had said that when they in front, I don't know if he referring to, like, splurging in front of a chick like that, but when you do go out on a date, then it's a different type of occasion. It's an exception. So you're going to have to get more than that because, yeah, she going to think you some type of cheapskate, a cheap-ass nigga or whatever. You know, first impressions is everything, regardless of what goes on in the dates. You know what I mean? Some women is like that. That's a whole other story, I feel
right.
though.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. That could go on for days.
Yeah. We definitely have to finish that debate, me and you.
Yeah.
Anyway, what we getting into? Well, you got any other stuff you want to let everybody know about besides, well, we ain't talking about the album or the mixtape, so... Got anything else besides the show? No?
No. Oh, yeah. Shit. Shout outs to my On Point team. Like I said, retrospective this Friday, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., 40th and Walnut. Shout outs and happy birthday to my mom. My birthday tomorrow. My family and all my friends and fans and shit like that, and all the Aerodotters as well as you that do support me.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
What are we playing tonight? That was weak one. I know I gotta work on that.
No, I like that one.
That one was good? Okay, good. You know, I gotta press you.
You can play, you know, I told you I like to stick to the theme, so play Get Your Money Right, I guess.
Oh shoot, I just lost it. Okay. Get Your Money. Okay, there it is.
Get Your Money Right.
Cancer.
Yeah.
And I'm the beat man.
Can I say certain
words
though?
Better get your money right.
Better get your money right.
Better get your money right.
BG, the black game up, he bust the rack in the paper, and now I'm second. Things look to be our niggas told me. Yo. See the object is to make the green. Stopping me gon' take a team or army. If you niggas try to harm me, you gon' take a dream. Hold that, hold that. You ain't got a face machine. Sort to box it out, and when I knock you out, you face the scene. Meant what I said, and I said what I mean. So if you trip, then your head laying next to a tree in the sidewalk. Guys, fuck that shit for fee. Female, see, well, he gon' smash any beat that is taking place. Ain't a lot of talking, niggas face to face. And once you smash the herd, afterwards you gotta make the cake. Back to the hustle, the muscle, you gaining weight. When a nigga eating every week and you don't take a break. Only shatter competition make these haters break down like when niggas bust pounds and people play it safe. Grind out day to day, dollar count and play the safe. Hollywood the drama, dollars I'm about to claim the change. The black came up, wasn't racking the paper, and now I'm second to change. If y'all niggas don't, better get your money right. Better get your money right. Better get your money right. You better get your money right. I had to change up, now I'm tapping. He changed up and trying to lay back and raise his bro with sticky drunk. Better get your money. Ride. Better get your honey tied. Better get your something right. I never slip, I'm running ride. Cause I grind on the daily. Dimes wanna taste me. Click them out to eat. Pop the freak, then I'm their baby. Boom. Before we were just cool, just like some AC. Once you give them dick, then they trip like a basic. A-T-I-O-N. Baby, I'm not your friend. Cause if I didn't make dream, you play me like violin. Some bitches love you for your personality, but I don't care. I'm in my fucking nature, tugging bass up like I'm Lionel. Yeah, Richie, dig me? That's why I don't mind a fish. With other women, cause I'm fucking silly, so they buy them gifts. Yeah, yeah. Blackie, hold the title here. Porno star, your broad is the law. I'll buy it, yeah. Didn't always stack chips or shit. I didn't have the chicks. The dames came with the change. And just have had the sense.
And they think I'm soon to be a college graduate. So much pussy stay on my top, forgot I had a kitten. The black came up, wasn't racking the paper. And now I'm second to change up if y'all niggas don't. Better get your money right, better get your money right. Better get your money right, you better get your money right. I had to change up, now I'm tapping these games up. And try to lay back and raise it, bro, with sticky drunk. Better get your money right, better get your honey tied. Better get your something right, I never slip, I'm running right.
Yeah, so now, cause the paper's stacked, I don't rush my mind, invest my time in real estate. In fact, I am next to line and bless my mind with more than 40 acres track. I'm going to make it, concern it, cake it. I'm going to chase it, catch it, and duck chase it. After I fucking rape it. And cause I got a team, I pass it so others taste it. One a nigga in my team hurt, though it ain't no I in it. Anything I got is cause of teamwork. Break beef first, bread on a nigga's head like somebody trying to get me murk. Cause I'm about to be just boy with intentions and ambitions with a vision. And me and my niggas whipping in a Maserati dream. Popping bottles, teeth burst, top fly, top guys, because I guap high. You are not fly. I try to win first. Can't wait to ski slope. Jet ski from speed coast. Deep dive on sea coast. But see, got a deep coast.
The black came up, wasn't racking the paper. And now I'm second to change up if y'all niggas don't.
Better get your money right. Better get your money right. Better get your money right. You better get your money right.
I had to change up. Now I'm tapping these games up and try to lay back and raise it, bro, with sticky drunk.
Better get your money right. Better get your honey tied. Better get your something right. I never slip, I'm running right. Yeah, you're now listening to Air It Out Radio with my girl Fire. This your boy E. Burness. We gonna air it out for him one time. Let's go.
Air It Out Radio is that chick Fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Shout out to all my Air It Outers on the line. Oh my God, the lines is bananas. Anyway, I'm gonna hit some more lines up. Oh my gosh. I have to skip over some people because I know certain people want to come on a little later. 52-53, Air It Out Radio. Okay. All right. Y'all heard that. 52-53, so we skipping past them. All right. Hold on. I'm going to get to my guests, so I'm going to just go ahead and get to the whole shoot. Anyway, I just lost them. Okay. Air It Out Radio. 8052, what's going on?
You got me on.
I got you on.
All right. Oh, boy. You know, I'm sitting up here. My phone is blowing the fuck up. I got kicked offline, y'all, because my phone is blowing the fuck up. Listen to that bullshit you putting out there, AJ. How the fuck you gonna sit there and play me like that, boy? I came. Now let's break this shit down. Who put me on? Actually, the first person who put me on the fucking game was your damn cousin. Oh, by the way, he didn't even know the tape yet, dude. I didn't even put him out there yet. I said I got a DVD for your ass. It's more than just that, bitch, nigga. Now, me sleeping on your couch, yeah, that happened, y'all. I did sleep on this nigga's couch. I told y'all I drive trucks for a living. Okay, but in the process, he talked about me selling my album out of the truck. Put it like this, my album ain't even done. I'm getting more hits than your bitch ass dropping singles, hoe ass nigga. Another thing that seems to be funny, this damn thing about this Jeezy situation, it's funny how this damn story keeps changing, bitch nigga. Considering everybody and their mama know I'm the nigga that stopped that bitch up. You hoe ass fuck. And trust me, the only reason why I didn't whoop your ass when I was there, because two times I came to your house. Two times I told you when you see me, nigga, do something. Two times I got there, nigga. Your bitch ass was hooping and hollering about your back was hurting or your fucking finger was broke, bitch. I'm not going to take advantage of a hurt, motherfucker. The only thing you got close enough to being right, bitch, is my actual weight. I'm 5'7", 140 pounds, motherfucker. But I throw this shit like it's 205, bitch. Now, As far as you sitting up here talking about, I don't want to see you in the streets, bitch, I didn't ask you. Come meet me. Please come meet me. I would love to embarrass a bitch, nigga, by breaking your fucking jaw. Now, let's get to the bottom line of this motherfucker. Bitch, nigga, you little crony assholes, oh, trust me, I got some real true shit for you, bitches. Nigga, I am so fucking amped right now. I am the Nightcrawler, bitch. Everything you do, you try to be me. I'm controversy, motherfucker. Now, you want to put out there and try to talk about you used to slap me up on this and the other? let's put it like this. Bitch, nigga, you hiding behind every one of them cronies you fuck with, bitch. Now, I got the text messages. I will be putting the text messages up online for everybody to witness what the fuck conversation transpired yesterday when you called me basically trying to beg me not to put this shit out on the motherfucking air. Oh, by the way, there's some more people who know both of us who also want to deliver your bitch ass a message. I was told to tell you, you might want to sit your bitch ass down before you be sitting down permanently, motherfucker. You fucking with the wrong nigga. Now, I'm putting it out there on the air for everybody. I said, meet me, bitch, wherever. Don't bring your bitch niggas with you. Come see me personally. I got niggas that want to get at you. But trust me, I told you, I'm not going to let nobody touch you. I'm going to touch your bitch ass up. Now, motherfucker, meet me. Put that shit on there. As far as me following you? Nah, hoe ass nigga. I don't need to follow you. Trust me, you talk enough shit, people come tell me. Okay? Now, my phone been blowing up since your bitch ass got on the line. And my phone been blowing up because everybody know that bullshit you talking is straight bullshit. My people's wanted me to call them up and put them on three-way so they can be on this damn phone so they can expose your bitch ass for the hoe you are. You playing in the wrong fucking world. I own this bitch, baby.
What exactly happened? I know we was going to get into that today. Like, what exactly is your problem with him?
Man, he's a hoe-ass nigga. I can't believe there's a hoe in my motherfucking sights. I can't believe I roll with no bitch-ass niggas. All you fucking hoes, I did something for every last one of you bitches. And I'm telling you, dude, I will choke the fuck out your bitch-ass if you keep mentioning my mama, motherfucker. I will break your hoe-ass.
So, but what exactly did he do for him, for you to... You know what I mean? Not want to piece this up. Like, what exactly? Did he say something? Did he do something? Like, what exactly?
The big ass nigga, what started the shit? After I left that nigga house, the nigga begged me to be a part of World Mob. That's number one. So, yeah, I was a former member of World Mob. He'll tell you he kicked me out, that bitch. I'm going to tell you the truth. I left that hoe because I don't get controlled by nobody. I say what the fuck I want, when the fuck I want, and anybody got a fucking problem with it, please, bitch, nigga, I'm begging you. Nigga, you say I'm a dick sucker, but once again, once I put the text messages out there, the world is going to see that everything you're saying is shit I said to you. So therefore, if I'm a mini you, and you got that little bitch-ass nigga named Magnolia that I call Raccoon that want to get on the motherfucking microphone and talk shit but don't want to see his fucking face, point blank and period. You, Frank, Reggie, and motherfucking Magnolia, all y'all hoes are going to catch one. Trust me. Trust me. I got your motherfucking ass. I told you, be safe. Stay at home. Stay in your world. You come out, I'm going to tap that ass. And being how you sit there and say, you got niggas in Philly that's going to be touching me, right? I'm headed to Jersey, nigga, and I got to go right through Philly. Now what?
Uh-oh.
Anybody who want to take this nigga up on his offer, damn it, that's where I'm going through. And I will make sure to find me a truck stop to sit at that hoe. I don't pour shit. But I tell you one damn thing, nigga, if anybody... run up on me. Guess what? It's more news. See, I know your bitch mob is listening, but I told you, I got a surprise. You will hear my surprise tonight. And as a matter of fact, I can't control all my members, so several of the fucking members decided they're going to be calling in.
Uh-oh.
Since I'm by myself, that's what you counting on, ho. Yeah, my mouth is real fucking big. I talk hella shit. But I said I talk shit for a fucking reason. And I only talk the shit to bitch niggas who ain't about shit, never been about shit, and won't be about shit.
So was any of his stories true at all? Like,
man, keep it 100. Everybody should already know. I talk too much motherfucking shit to sit up there and be talking shit that ain't fucking true. Eventually, the story's gonna fucking get out. Let's keep that shit 100. Everybody knows that if you did something wrong, if you was a fucking that bitch nigga is, eventually the story's gonna come out. He talking about assault cases. Not assault cases. Get the fuck off the gas. Nigga, I did that shit in high school.
Get the fuck off the gas? Wow.
Nigga, I did that shit in high school. Nigga, I'm on bond right now, nigga, for two fucking cases. As a matter of fact, since you want to Google Jay's verse, why don't you go ahead and Google Jay's verse. Scroll down to the fourth damn little deal he got up on that bitch where he talks about the Nightcrawler, how the Nightcrawler got locked up. Oh, yeah, it's true. How the cases against the Nightcrawler are completely fraudulent. Robbery? I don't do fucking robberies. And it wasn't robbery. They're trying to get your boy for burglary. And, nigga, I don't do that shit either. I smack motherfuckers up. Now, at the end of that shit, the nigga said, and he told it out of his own fucking mouth, and check this out, bitch, nigga, if you think that you was going to erase that shit before you came up on here, I'm 15 steps ahead of you. I already got it recorded, and when I get back to the house, I will be loading it up my damn self, where it tells out of your fucking mouth how I slap niggas up, bitch. You going to be the next motherfucker. It been out of the booth. It was out of the booth long before when you opened up your motherfucking mouth talking about my damn mama.
Okay.
When you see me, nigga, trust me. All you got to do, or what you better do, is keep hiding behind them bitches. Keep hiding behind all them bitches. And the only reason why you got that much mouth is because you got Skibo on your team. Nigga, I know Skibo.
Well, who is Skibo?
I know Skibo. Now, check this out, Skibo, if you listening.
Uh-oh.
Dude, let's keep this 100. I never had a problem with you. Me and you were cool since we bumped heads up in Laney High School. We stomped niggas together. But now, I don't know if you in the beef or not because I never heard nothing from you. Mm-hmm. But if you in the beef and you on that nigga's side, kudos to you, baby boy. I still do me. I never back down from nobody.
Mm-mm-mm. So will you ever be able to piece this up? Like, is there anything that he can do to...
I'm going to piece it up all right. I'm a two-piece that nigga. That's the piece he going to get. Now, my apology, I'm a real live motherfucking nigga. I said I was going to give you an apology. But unfortunately, see, you got a little smarter than that. You knew that my apology was going to be sincere, but it wasn't going to be the apology you was looking for. The apology goes like this. I'm sorry. You are a bitch-ass nigga. I am sorry that your hoe ass wants to hide behind all your little bitch-made niggas over there. I am sorry for the way I'm going to do your ass when I fucking see you. Notice, the same thing I put in the text message, nigga. I didn't say if. I said when.
Mm-mm-mm. So y'all was texting, and then who started the text?
No, that bitch text me. Oh. Text me, talking about he want me to back out. From coming on the radio to exposing this bitch-ass nigga. Like I said, everybody, I will be posting the text messages from front to end. Now, you do the math. You look at this shit, and you tell me who's a bitch. And then, oh, my bad, motherfucker. See, you dumbass, when you tweeted that bullshit that I put out there about the apology, see, you also exposed your bitch-ass because the last word that you said was, okay, I'm going to call the dogs up off of you. That's going to tell everybody right there you was hiding from me like a little bitch, but yet still you used to smack me up. I'm only 150 pounds. This is what you say. If I'm that much, why do you need a bunch of niggas? All y'all motherfuckers stand taller than me. All y'all motherfuckers are bigger than me in weight. But watch this. Ain't all y'all motherfuckers can beat me. Now, I don't mind getting out in the streets and losing a couple fights if that's what it be. Because I'm real about my shit. You take an ass whooping, you give one. You talk about pistols. Nigga, I don't need to tote no pistols. The two pistols I got are right and left, nigga. Come see them. Come see them. Please do. I'm going to show you how good these hands operate, baby boy. And by the way, tell bitch-ass Frank to show his punk ass up, too. Because all the reason you knew everything that I was doing is because bitch-ass Frank was playing a little hoe. Reggie, your little dick sucker, was sitting up there trying to play your little right-hand man. I guess he's jacking your dick while Frank is licking your balls, right?
Okay.
You homosexual-ass nigga.
Oh,
don't
God.
Play with me, boy. You can't talk. You can't out-talk me. You can't talk more shit than me. And you damn sure can't throw hands better than me.
Okay.
Now, when you decide to be a man and grab some nuts, or should I say that space between your legs, where your pussy is, wipe your pussy clean, bitch nigga. Come see me. Come see me man to man. I knock your whole ass out. After I get done with you, then I can take each and every last one of your members man to man. But because I know y'all some little snitchy-ass bitches, you forgot I was a member of the group. I know how you operate, nigga. I won't be alone.
Mm-mm-mm.
My
so niggas
are standing there.
Do you got anything else that, you know, you want to add to, you know, to the situation or maybe piece anything up? Like I was telling him, like, do you got anything that you maybe want to say to him to try to piece it up, or no, you just like, fuck it, I don't give a fuck, and that's it.
Okay, what's my name, Fire?
Well, look, I had to be fair and ask you the same thing, like, you know what I mean?
The only fairness, and you know, I love you to death because, like I said, you gave me a platform. You know what I mean? You put my music out here. You got people actually paying me attention. And trust me, once again, before I continue this and end this particular situation or let Fire get on with the rest of the night, I also wanted to make sure everybody who's been giving me a shout-out throughout the week, I had to go ahead and give y'all some special shout-outs. I can't remember everybody's name because, like I said, half the time I'm on here, I got to go to work, so I'll be on and off. But I do get the messages about all the shout-outs. Trust me, I will be getting at each and every last one of y'all. E. Burners, you said you wanted to do a song? Trust me, you want to do a song? We going to make that motherfucker fight. Bitch nigga right there, you heard that track. He get it. He get it. The only thing he get is dicks up his ass because he's a little hoe-ass nigga. That's the only thing he get. The nigga quit his job because his fat, ugly-ass bitch who likes to run her fucking mouth, she's paying your bills, hoe. It goes back to another conversation we had, Fire. The conversation you asked about playing the game, blase, this, that, and the other. Okay? I said niggas need to get their own shit. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I got my hoe-ass nigga. You talking about you making money off of record sales? Bitch, you broke. Well, you run around here talking about you paid for my meal. Bitch, please. You barely had enough money to pay for yours. And your little tip situation, Miss Fire, I believe that if a person is at a restaurant, if a person is at a restaurant,
mm-hmm.
they need to tip accordingly. Now, provide service. If you a waiter or a waitress, provide good service if you expect to get a good tip.
Right.
If any at all. If your service ain't good, don't get mad if you don't get tipped.
Right.
If your service is good, you will get tipped. Trust
okay.
me, I don't think nobody is in a position to where they're going to sit up there and not tip you if you're doing good for them, unless they just some hoe-ass niggas. Point
right.
blank and period. I will tip, but if your service is shitty, I ain't giving you a damn dime, and I'll look at you in your damn face, and the only thing I tell you is don't walk in front of the street blindfolded.
Right.
Because you just might get hit. That's your tip for the day.
I know that.
Oh,
right.
My last tip for the day,
uh-oh.
Bitch nigga, I heard you sit there and say you was on, so I know you're hearing every one of my motherfucking words. Now, here's your tip. Be a fucking man. Grow the fuck up. Either man up to the shit you talking or bow your bitch ass down. Point blank, period. Either way, I don't care. But like I said, there's more surprises throughout the night. You will catch them all.
Okay.
I'll show you and your bitch mob organization who the fuck you playing with.
You know what, Knight? I think a lot of people want to ask this question, like, why focus so much on him? Like, why you just don't focus on your music and just leave it alone? Like, after this is all over, like, y'all having this spat right here, why not just
leave
it
alone
and
okay, I'm going to answer that very simply. Like I said, the nigga made a fucked up comment about my mama. Now, everybody already should know by now, me and this nigga used to be in the crew. All of us. These bitch-ass niggas had a curfew while I was still running the streets at 15. I'm having to sneak in this bitch-ass nigga's window because he can't come out nor can he have company. So I jump in his window, stay the night at his daddy house because I didn't want to go home. Oh, I'm sorry, that was the shit I could do. But a bitch-ass nigga of his age, who was actually older than me, and I'm in my mid-30s, y'all. So therefore, all you telling motherfuckers that you're 25, bitch-ass nigga, we all know you're older than that. Everybody knows it now. So be real about your shit. Stop telling lies. Keep it 100 all the way around. Don't tell half the fucking story. Tell the whole damn story. But getting back to this nigga, okay, he used to come to my house, him and the whole fucking crew. My mama treated these motherfuckers like they was her kids, okay? My mom died in 03. I'm a mama's boy.
Mm-hmm.
I love my mama to death. And for a bitch-ass nigga to talk shit about my mama when she ain't here and she look after your bitch-ass, did any fucking thing you need?
So what did he say? Because I didn't really hear
you didn't just hear the nigga even bring my mama up a few minutes ago.
I mean, he brought her up, but he didn't say anything bad about her.
Now, what was the purpose for that? Please explain that to me. The nigga know my mama died in 03. My mama shouldn't even came out that bitch's mouth.
Right.
So, nigga, you can kiss my ass from here on. You can talk all the cash-ass shit you want to talk and keep running like a bitch. Your time is running out. I will catch you. And when I catch you, you talk about YouTube. YouTube, please, you don't have to worry about it. My phone automatically loads up to YouTube. How do you think you got that picture message I sent y'all bitch asses?
I say y'all just come to Philly, y'all meet somewhere in neutral, and then, you know, duke it out, you know, for all the air dollars to see. And
cause
then,
he
like,
broke his hell. How he gonna get there?
Make somebody money.
How he gonna get there? He running around. He got a song called Close the Door on His Caddy, but this bitch-ass nigga rides around in a broke-down Ford Escort. By the way, when we went out to dinner, nigga, it was lovely. When y'all took me out to eat, but, you know what I'm saying, I paid my own damn bill, I bought my own fucking drink, and I tipped my side of the motherfucker, but I also had to sit there and inspect your car that was leaking antifreeze and some of every fucking thing else on your little Ford Escort, nigga. So, close the door on your Escort, not your caddy. Meanwhile, you want to see me? You talk about you going to come to Texas and come see me, nigga? Come to the DFW, nigga, I ain't hard to find. Matter of fact, I'll do you one better. I'll put you just that closer to me, nigga. I'm right by the Dallas Cowboys Stadium, the new board. Come see me. Guaranteed. It'll be your last time you'll see me.
Uh-oh. All right, well, I mean, I thank you for answering the topic in the month, you know, in the midst of all that. But we're going to keep it moving. We're going to get to your song, and I'm quite sure. Let everybody know where they can reach you real quick before you get up out of here.
All right, what I did, y'all, is I went over here to open up another Gmail account, make it a little easier for some people. I don't know. I'm not being funny with the situation, but I know my name is kind of hard to spell, and just like it's kind of hard for that bitch over there to say. But basically, you can get me at c.c.entertainment@gmail.com. Again, that is c.c.entertainment.com. Entertainment is spelled the way it is. @gmail.com. Hit me up on that, you know what I'm saying? I don't give a damn. Y'all can leave a comment on this situation right here. I want to hear that as well. If you think that what this nigga said was justified, let me hear that shit. You know what I'm saying? I won't be mad. I won't say shit. I won't do nothing. I just want to hear the comments because everybody has an opinion, and trust me, I welcome all opinions. Point blank, period. But unlike that bitch nigga, please don't insult me. Don't attack me.
Right.
You can believe him or you can believe me. it doesn't make a difference. I don't care. There's two sides to every story, and somewhere in between, you might have the truth. So you take that for what that is.
Right. All right. So what we going into tonight, Nate?
Well, you know, say you know which one I want to go into. But since how, you know, I got a song talking about he get it. Nah, nigga, I'm going to show you how to get money, nigga. I'm about my money. That's what we drop it.
Okay. Bitch, I'm about my money. Nightcrawler, baby.
Yeah, yeah. Oh,
if I talk money all the time, cause money stays on my mind, and money stays on my mind, cause all I see is dollar signs. Money to me is like a stimulant. I can talk money all day, just like the president. If it's not money you talking, and I'm not hearing it, get it chatter to me, well, that shit's irrelevant. No conversation for zeros or broke ass negroes. I wanna hear some figures with two commas and zeros, and you're still short of my net worth. Minus a few grand folks, the niggas I network, cause cash moves everything around me. If I could let these in the ground, I'd throw money around, be rented like I'm a gardener, so I'm the measly dollars. But fuck with my money, to Houston, we got a problem. Bitch, I'm about my money. Bitch, I'm about my money. Bitch, I'm about my money. Take the paper all day. Bitch, I'm about my money. Bitch, I'm about my money. Bitch, I'm about my money. Take the paper all day. My money, bitch, I'm about my money, bitch, I'm about my money. Ho, go get you some. They what? Say, get it how you live. I was raised around money. They hip you up on truth. I was bred for getting money. Mama, she got a hustle on. Daddy, camp is working on. Brother, camp is also strong. So what the fuck you think I'm on? Girl, I got a crazy whip game. You should see my damn whip with the blowdown brains. I'm on the grind getting money. I ain't worried about.
Radio is
that. Yes, yes.
Make sure y'all check out the website airitoutradio.net. Shout out to all my airitouters that's on the line. Nightcrawler, Jay, E Burners, I see you, baby. B Cancer, Molly, I ain't heard from him in a while. I think he on the line. Roll, Mr. Prez, Dom Shiz, I see you, baby. Cashmere, Rocky, oh my gosh, Kim King. Make sure y'all check her out for the whole show. It's crazy. I don't even know what to say after that. Like, how you going to come after that? For real, it's like drama. Drama, drama, drama. I know next week is going to be continuation of all of that. But make sure y'all hit them up and follow them and see them go at it if y'all are interested. So
anyway, I'm going to go into my next guest. I know everybody wants me to get to him right away, but this young lady been sitting on the line for a long time, and she's definitely been patient. So thank you so much, Ms. Feisty. What's going on?
Hey.
Yeah. Hey, Mama.
I was almost falling asleep.
I know. I was like, let me get to her.
Yeah, it's crazy on your radio.
Yeah, we get it in. We get it in over
here. Yeah, I hear.
So what's going on? Originally from Philly, right?
Yep, Southwest okay. Philly.
Southwest, okay, staying now. So I know you got like a different little swag, and you young, so you got that little vibrant personality and stuff. Like, how would you describe your flow and everything?
How would I describe my flow? Raw and real. Like, my favorite artists are from, like, the 90s. I'm 22, so I mix it up with the old school and the new school.
Okay.
So, I don't want to lose the essence of the old school because you always want to keep that. So
right.
mix it up with some modern, you know. It's crazy. Cocky and crazy, I guess.
I know. You did the NWA, the, you know, I was like, okay. All
right. Yeah. I know all about that.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I called about that, where the good music was happening.
Yeah, the whole squad in the back. I'm like, okay.
Just a little snippet. Just a little snippet.
Right. Okay. So what should we expect from you? Like, you know, I know we had this topic on last week, like 2011. Like, what's going on with you?
Right now. So y'all can expect a new mixtape, The Murderous Part 2. It should be coming at y'all by the summer. And I'm actually taking a trip out South Carolina this weekend to take care of some business because something major might be going on,
a nice little
opportunity. So, but when I come back, I'll be doing the first video off of the mixtape called FOH. So y'all should be looking out for that. And I'm going to just keep going hard, keep hitting the streets with these mixtapes and videos.
So a deal? Maybe a deal in the works?
No, I'm not going to say that, not yet. Not no label deal yet, not yet.
Okay,
all right. But it's, look, a tour, so opening up to somebody. So hopefully if everything works out, I'll be, you know, going on a little mini tour soon. So other than that, like, just to produce it for other people also, so.
Okay. I know you, like, a little young, but have you did any shows, like, recently or whatever? Like, I know you can't really do the club thing. Are you enough to get in the club?
I'm 22.
Oh, okay. You know what? Because you look so young.
A lot of people tell me I look like I'm like...
Yeah, you do. I was like, I don't want to ask her how old she is, but she just looks
good.
No,
I'm 22.
Oh, okay. Well, you're good.
I'm still young.
Yeah, you still good. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So, you doing any clubs? Any parties?
Not lately.
No.
Honestly, no. I've just been, like, really in the studio and working and doing videos for other people. So I'm really going hard with this mixtape. I want it to be, like, nothing's perfect, but right now I'm kind of changing that, showing y'all perfection. So I'm working hard on the mixtape, and I'm also working on a good friend of mine, his mixtape. His name is Magnum, and we just shot a video, and I actually just loaded up the video on Facebook, so check that out. And, you know, just, you know, going hard in the studio. That's
now,
right.
I gotta ask you about, like, the female drama. Like, what do you think about Nicki and, you know what I mean, Kim going at it?
It's entertaining. I'm on both sides of the fence on this one. Like, I agree with Kim. Like, she's a legend. And, you know, the younger people, like 15, 16, they don't really know too much about Lil' Kim. And they think Nicki Minaj is, like, the first to put on the pink wig and do them poses and, you know, say Barbie. But no, Lil' Kim was the first. So I agree that you do have to pay homage and respect the legends, because if it wasn't for them, you wouldn't be in the position that you was now. Like, you know, so I agree with that. But on the other side, for her to say, like, we got to respect her, like, that's a given. You don't, like, that's a given. You just can't make somebody bow down to you. Like, Nicki Minaj don't have to, or me, or any other up-and-coming female rapper, like, we don't have to kiss the ground that like the Eves and the, you know, the Queen
right.
Like was, you know,
she's
we don't
so
have
ass,
to
pretty much.
That they walk on here, like
right.
You know, we say they, you know, thank you, and we keep them moving, and we do us. So I agree on that part with Nikki, but it's obvious where Nikki got style from.
Right.
Like it's obvious, like you know, she's
yeah,
actually a mixture of Kim. She, I see Lady Gaga, I see Lil Wayne, I see as far as like her delivery, I hear Busta Rhymes. Like you know, she's a mixture, and I, you know, I'm a believer that.
You mean like of her flow, like how fast she.
Yeah,
stuff,
Busta
yeah.
Rhymes, that animated flow.
Okay,
like,
yeah, I get that.
So, you know, I agree that everybody should be original. That's my stance. But, you know, to each his own. Like, they both good at what they do, so.
Right. So, like, who would you say you kind of like, you know, who inspires you as far as, like, in the business?
I would have to say Lauryn Hill as far as, like, her music. Though she ain't put music out in a while, but. You know, The Miseducation was, like, a classic. And I admire Mary J. Blige, Jay-Z, Beanie Siegel, Eve. You know, the likes of those. Like, people whose music is relatable.
Right.
And that I can relate to and, you know, stuff like that. But is this... I don't know. I just really can't relate to a lot of these artists. I really don't listen to them that much, like...
Well, you're not
right
the
now,
only one. I'm sure it's a lot of people that give me.
Yeah, like, in my iPod with some serious stuff is none but 90s R&B and hip-hop.
Right.
Only
those
that's right. That's about time. Like, right now, I can't really relate to what's on the radio and stuff like that, so. But I would have to say Lauryn Hill eats.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You think she gonna? You think she gonna come back?
Lauryn Hill?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
she keeps
no.
coming back, and then it's like she get in the...
Like she peek her head out the window. And
yeah,
so
and then she... Something happened, and then, you know.
Yeah, but no, I hope she do come back out, because, you know, the industry needs some good music.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, they do. So, no, we really don't know about the shows. That's like a question mark, maybe, possibly.
When I come back to Philly, like I said, I'm prepping for the mixtape to come out in the first single. So once I get the video for the first single, then I'm going hard. And you will be seeing me at, like, Mill Creek. I got a couple places on my list, but Mill Creek on Sundays in Southwest.
Not the Honest. Not the Honest.
Yeah. Y'all be seeing me very soon.
All right. Well, what's going on as far as, like, I mean, like, who's your squad that you're rolling with? Like, you got any features on this mixtape coming up?
Yeah, I got a couple features, but just, like, my people's, like, Magnum and Jay Sleeves, my young boys, Floyd Monroe, I got the Dope Boys, and that's about it. Like, that's about it. I really don't bang with too many people.
Okay.
Like,
no chicks
you know,
either? No chicks?
It would be
you
nice.
Know, we gotta collab more. Like, the chicks gotta collab more.
I know, yeah. Only person right now, this is a couple females in Philly that I wouldn't mind collabing with. Like, Vixen, who else? He is, the Amazon, I like her, but that, I mean, I don't know. I'm just focused on me right now.
Right, I know
yeah.
That's right. Hey, you the main focus right now. That's all you should be.
Yeah,
doing.
You know how, you know, the see, what I get that a lot. Asking, like, who I run with, what team, what movement.
Yeah.
Like,
what? Usually the girl's out of team.
I am the movement.
Okay, I like that.
No, seriously, like, you know how the chick, the female rappers, they come in the game, they come in being a part of a crew, and, like, they the only females in the crew, and, like, you know, you had that, they don't like their own rhymes, and, you know, somebody else writing their own rhymes, and, like, they with a part of a team, like, No. I'm changing it. Like, I could stand on my own 2 feet, and I can stand alone and make the music by myself, and I don't need no co-sign from a male rapper.
I know that's right.
I can
do your thing.
So, what did you think about our topic? I know you was listening, heard me acting like an asshole, but like, what's your opinion about the topic of today as far as like tipping and all that stuff? What'd you think about that?
It depends on the service. I agree. Okay. It depends on the service. Is it to a spit, like, I don't know. I don't want to sound cheap and ignorant. But
look, you can't sound no ignorant than me. Then I've been on
But no, it really does depend on the service. But you know how we don't really be trying to give them much. So we just, like, pick any little thing that they do wrong. Like, I said I want some ketchup, and he ain't bring me no ketchup. Like, he only getting $2. So,
right?
But I don't know. It really depends on the service. Like, it depends on the service.
That's true. People do be doing it.
Like, because, you know, but, you know, they working hard, too. Like, you know, and they only get paid, what, $4 an hour?
So, is that mad?
Yeah, it's that bad. Some places like that service, they only get paid like $5, $4 an hour because they pay is really based upon tips. So
right.
I try to take that in consideration too. But if they give me
trouble, I bet you y'all wouldn't take it in consideration when they making like $500 a night or $400 a night or whatever. You
but
know
see
them.
How
what
they, I know is they made all that though.
They make money. They make money. Don't feel too bad for them. Some of y'all ain't making no $500 in a day. So, you know, I'm just saying that's on a good day, you know what I mean? Like, that's not an everyday thing. But, you know.
Tipping is good, though. You don't have to be all crazy and giving them $20 and all that other stuff. Like, $5, $20, that's good.
I think 20 is too far. I think 20 is too much. Like, especially if it's just something small. I know I'm an asshole, but look, I'm just saying.
I understand. It's hard times.
I'm just saying. It ain't about the money. It's not about the money. It's just like, it's my money and I did it. No, I'm just kidding. But no.
But then at the end of the day, what if you got to put yourself in their shoes.
I get that. I really do. I really get that. But, you know, it's like $20. Like, I just can't say it. I know. I mean, but I'm a very generous person though. I really am. But I just feel like I should give what I want to give. If I want to give you 10, I'm gonna give you 10. If I feel like giving you 2, I'm giving you 2. All right,
Let me ask you a question. Now, if you stay in a hotel, do you leave tips for the housekeepers?
Yes, I do.
You know how much?
I do, and I give them like 2 or 3 too, versus somebody that may not even give them nothing. You know what I mean?
$2 or $3.
Plus, I clean up. I don't know why I do that either. I have no idea.
I'm not that good. I'm gonna tell you a little secret though. Like, I'm not no broke bell rapper, just like out here and depending on trying to get some money and all that, asking people to fund my own dreams or whatever like that. No, I do a little housekeeping. And
okay.
If y'all don't give me no tips, I do a little housekeeping. You heard me?
Look, I be leaving tips. And if I'm down at the casino, I might leave a couple chips. See, like, I mean, that's just what it is. Don't let me hit big. I might leave you a 10. Like, see, there you go. Look, y'all love me.
But, you know. We be looking for, like, $30.
What? Oh, hell no. Look, I'm sorry. Like, that's a lot of money. Not unless I hit, like, about 5K.
We do be looking for chips because, like, if you think about first, like, when it comes to hotels and housekeepers, like, them rooms be trifling, like,
I get that.
If your room, if you don't leave a room nasty and it be cool, then I don't mind not having a tip.
Right.
So
you know what? I get that. That's a good point. All right, I get that. But usually, you know what? I don't know why I'm cuckoo like this, but like I usually clean up after myself. I put all the towels together. I know I'm corny, but like I'll be like, I don't want them to see us being dirty. Even though that's like y'all's job, but like, I still
if your room be nasty, we be like, they house by nasty.
Right? Okay. Yeah, you right. Okay, I don't know about the 30 girlfriend, but you might get a 10 out of me.
All right.
I might have to push a 10 out. Damn, 30? I have to hit like 5 G's or something like that. I hit 5 one time, Danny, and I did leave like a $25 tip, Danny. So,
Like, you know, and the room wasn't dirty. So, you know what I mean? Like, it depends. Like, I was happy and shit. I'm like, yoo. But anyway, what song we getting into tonight? Oh, give them your URLs and all that good stuff.
I check my videos out at youtube.com/ Miss Feisty, MSFYSTEE, facebook.com/ Miss Feisty, twitter.com/ Miss Feisty, myspace/ Miss Feisty, everything just Miss Feisty. If you Google Miss Feisty, everything will come up.
Okay. And where's your It's My URL? Y'all got to get with it, man. Come on. It's my URL. Puts all your stuff together in one, you know, website.
Right. I know, right? I need to do that.
Yeah, I got it.
And if anybody want to collab or whatever with beats, videos, hit me up at missfeisty215@gmail.com. And don't be trying to get a discount on a discount. I don't do that.
Oh!
No, I'm serious.
On a discount. Goddamn. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
These
so
what? Here is like this.
She said a discount. Okay, what song we getting into tonight, Face?
You said what song?
Yeah, what song? We play one of your songs, too. I'm going to play one. I'm going to play one next week, too, for you, because you was patient with me.
Play Squad Up.
Squad Up. All right.
Yeah.
All right, thanks, babe, for holding on and being patient for me.
No problem. Thank you, babe.
Definitely.
My attack, baby, we be the flyest. Looking for a girl like that. She won't cry, thick, cause my squad thick. She gets squad thin. It ain't my fault. You haters can't win. Squad up, 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 squad up,
Paradigm Radio, it's that chick site. Make sure y'all send in y'all drops to me so I can get them playing on there and get y'all a little bit of extra exposure or whatever. Talk to Kim King. Text me, going crazy, laughing at my ass on the line. But anyway, make sure y'all check out the website, aerodonradio.net. Shout out to everybody that's on the line. I know y'all will get through. Don't think because we only got like a half an hour that y'all won't get through. Shout out to Stallion. He was on the line. He hung the fuck up. He was like, fuck all that. Anyway, the 15th, I'm letting y'all know this right now. That's the deadline for the theme song. Also, the 15th, all these, like, these black numbers on here, I won't be even answering none of them because I see one of them got their hand up right now. But I don't really do black numbers even on my, like, cell phone. So I probably won't do them here either. So the 15th, you can't call, like, straight through, then you probably won't get through to me. So, like, you sitting on the line, you're like, why she ain't never get to me? That's probably why you probably calling from a block number or whatever. So, just giving you the heads up on the 15th, ain't nothing happening. So, I'm going to do it this week or whatever, to the 15th or whatever, but after that, ain't nothing. So, I don't really do them. I think you should be bold enough to block your number. But, let's go to 2641, Air It Out Radio. What's good?
Yo, yo.
Burner.
Yo, yo. What's good? What's good?
What's going on?
Live from Philly Styles, son, the loudest one. Y'all better recognize.
Do you know? You awfully happy.
Huh?
I said, you
know, awfully right?
Happy.
I've been on hold, y'all chatting it up on this joint, man.
Yeah, yeah. What's going on?
But you know, I'm a patient dude, man. I was enjoying it. My nigga Night calling that nigga crazy. Y'all niggas is crazy. This shit like some fucking Tupac and 50 Cent beef out here, man.
You know?
Nigga's about to get murdered. I said, oh, shit. He talking about the nigga mom. It was rap.
I hope not. Hopefully, you know, they'll come to some
kind of... I hope boy
of...
ain't lying, because he mad.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
They each his own, but...
what you
going to
do?
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, what you going to do? Y'all got me out of these streets. Cold as shit out here, too.
So what's going on with you? Like, we got to get all in your business.
The album drops January 25th, iTunes, CD Baby, the Amazon, about 30 other sites. I mean, you know, the website is doing good. You know what I mean? It could be better, but it's doing good. Like, I mean, people keep hitting up your website to see all my shit. So I said, all right, well, you go on there, you click my link, it'll send you to my page.
There you go.
I mean, it'd be good money, like, you know what I mean? But, look, it's going to happen regardless, and I promise y'all, everything I love, this is my year. I'm not playing. I got so much shit lined up, it's crazy, man.
I know that's right.
It's about to be some nonstop. I'll probably be talking to you on the road type shit, so.
Okay. Well, that's good. You ain't going to act new. You know how some people do.
Yeah, man, I'm not being stagnant at all, man. This album, I think this album is good. The next one, though, wow. I already started on, I already recorded 17 songs for that, so.
Uh-oh.
I might do 30 this time instead of 50, so, you know, I'm going to just keep it moving. I got new producers, Trilogy, he going to do the majority of the album, so. I got some, you know, in the works. Definitely got to get my man Black Cans on something. Nightcrawler, you. Kim King, whoa. Sheesh. That girl can blow.
She can.
She got pipes.
She can.
Yes, she do. Every time I hear songs, I'm like, damn. Kim, I need a track, Kim.
He's a new track.
I promise
ready.
You, it could be your song. I'm destroying it.
Mm-hmm.
That's that real, you know what I mean? So, y'all check E-Burners out anywhere, everywhere.
E-Burners.
I mean, you still ain't do my URL for me, and I got a problem with that.
What you mean?
I told y'all I'm not
doing it. You
waiting
for me to do it?
Yeah, you should show me how to do
it. Oh, I didn't know.
I thought
she was doing it.
I got frustrated and said, fuck it, and went off.
Oh, okay.
I
got you. I know you're waiting on
me. I said, oh, hell no, man. It's that bullshit. I ain't doing this.
Yeah, y'all definitely got it.
And I'm real computer literate, and I'm just like, ah.
That's one of the easiest sites, though, to get on.
But you know that's what? I think it was just my, like pop-up blocker just, like, redirecting the shit out of me, but it was making me mad, so I just gave up.
Okay.
And then I said, I'll let her do it for me.
He said, I'll let her do it. Let her do the dirty work.
Hey, you promoting it, I don't mind. Look, I trust you.
Right? Yeah, you know, I don't say you wrong.
So, What was that girl that was just on there?
That was
what
feisty.
Was her name?
Feisty.
Feisty?
Yeah, Feisty.
She crazy.
Yeah.
You said she originally from Philly. Where she at now?
I don't know where she was at. I'll definitely
ask. Well, she hot. I know she hot. That song was crazy.
Yeah,
she the energy was crazy thing. On that song. Yeah.
She has a lot of energy. Shout out to Feisty.
Yeah.
So.
I just
but
made a move up northeast. I'm looking down, you know. Got
to
get my internet back away for Comcast, punk ass. But,
right.
You know,
that's awesome.
I mean, it's whatever.
But,
I'm going to get into,
Yeah.
I know, they just got to come.
Yeah.
So,
definitely.
I mean, that'll probably be tomorrow, day after, whatever. You know
okay.
though. But, what you going to get into,
We played Twisted already. Get Twisted.
I know, I was on. I was like, what the hell? I said, it's almost 1:00.
Hey, I ain't want to be hacking, so I had to play some most.
I ain't get no VIP treatment or nothing.
I'm sorry. I had to just, you know, I had to use that as my
theme. It was so interesting, though. It was so interesting, I didn't care. I'm sitting there eating popcorn, listening to Nightcrawler, like, oh, shit. This nigga about to spaz out. I heard so many bitches, boy.
Right?
What? That's real.
So what we
I promise y'all, just keep learn you through. You got that?
Ooh, yeah. Look, you
learn you through. Look, that's my news. I'm shooting a video for this. You know what I mean? I'm shooting it probably in the next 2 weeks. This is going to be my next single. Then I'm going to drop another video and another single when my album drops the same day. So, you know what I mean, just get into this. This my girl song for the ladies. You know what I mean, learn you through the actual name is Baby Girl, but
okay.
You know what I mean, learn you through for the ladies. Ugh, take a listen to that, E Burners. Let's go.
Yeah, I'ma learn you through though. Just listen to me. All right, I got you.
Hey baby girl, can we talk a while? Can I make you blush? Can I make you smile? Can I take your hand, show you how I feel? I'm here to be your man, let you know it's real. Hey baby girl, can we talk a while? Can I make you blush? Can I make you smile? Can I take your hand, show you how I feel? I'm here to be your man, let you know it's real. Never mind the chum, I was born this way. I'll never bring you home, that's my word to this day. We can go shopping, I love the way you dress. Them bikinis you try on, got me in a mess. I love your eyes, they show your true feelings. You think they low, I call it sexual healing. So seductive, did I gain your trust yet? Me you stuck with from night till the sunset. I'm here for you to treat you like a queen. Am I everything you see in your dreams? I know I am, here's a forehead kiss. A big hug when I'm gone, I'ma miss. Them sexy lips, the curve in your hips. When I'm on tour, my heart be doing flips. A yearn for you to burn is true. I earn for you to learn you through. Hey baby girl, can we talk a while? Can I make you blush? Can I make you smile? Can I take your hand, show you how I feel? I'm here to be your man, let you know it's real. Hey baby girl, can we talk a while? Can I make you blush? Can I make you smile? Can I take your hand, show you how I feel? I'm here to be your man, let you know it's real. Your little sexy walk, I love your style of class. Got a mean shoe game, I call you fashion ass. Got you blushing, I'm not in the rushing. We could play the park and have a lifetime discussion. What's your goals, what's your cons, what's your pros? When you get away, where do your mind go? I wanna know your needs, wanna know your wants. Around your friends, will you change, boo, don't front. I keep it real, I told you how I feel. Time to get on one knee and close that final deal. I see the tears, by this time next year, my last name is yours, you have nothing to fear. Get on the land, anywhere you wanna go. Hawaii sounds nice, I heard it never snow. I yearn for you to burn is true. I earn for you to learn you through. Hey baby girl, can we talk a while? Can I make you blush? Can I make you smile? Can I take your hand, show you how I feel? I'm here to be your man, let you know it's real. Hey baby girl, can we talk a while? Can I make you blush? Can I make you smile? Can I take your hand, show you how I feel? I'm here to be your man, let you know it's real.
Good evening, world of hip-hop. It's your man, Rocky Tirade, a.k.a. the New Millennium Man. Yo, you checking out my sister, Fire, that chick. Air It Out Radio, man. Real hip-hop all day. Let's go.
Air It Out Radio, it's that chick, Fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, Air It Out Radio. So, listen, I'm going to go to a couple more callers. Don't think I'm not going to get to you. I will, even though it's like getting close to the closing. 5270, Air It Out Radio, what's going on?
Izzy, I already know what it is. Showtime Dom in the building. What's up, Fire?
What's up, Dom? Why you ain't press one? I'm like, I'm thinking you just chilling on the line.
That was my fault.
I was like, let me hear him.
Your friend didn't have any wrong move.
It's okay.
I didn't
What's
push the button. Nah, chilling, man. What's up with y'all? What's up with everybody on here? How you been, Fire?
Oh, man. Chilling, grinding, you know. Doing me.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Miss Feisty, too. She's still online. I grew up with her. I used to live right next door to her.
Nah, I think she off now. Or whatever.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
she in there, love. Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, I'm still moving, though. I had to drop this CD. Trying to get it together. I posted pictures up today, but I mean, unfortunately, it was some difficulties. Rug had some problems with his people, so I had to back it up. You know how things go. But it's still on the verge of getting done. At least I did my part. I'm just waiting for Rug to do his, and that's it.
Okay.
Shout
out to the Becky. So, what's been going on, like, other than that? Like, how's the video doing?
I just came out of the studio, actually. I'm tired as ever. You probably could tell. I'm sounding tired.
It's all good.
Yeah. But the video, I'm going to shoot a video, like, probably like March. Probably shoot a video by March, you know what I mean? By the time then, hopefully the CD be done, I'll be ready to have a party and a date for that and all the good stuff. I mean, you probably see the posters all around. I got to shoot up West Philly, and that's about it. But Northeast too.
All right. So what song are we gonna get into tonight?
I don't know. So you got anything to say, Mr. Press?
Is he on? I don't see him.
Yeah, Mr. Press. Talk to people real quick. Let them know what it is.
Oh, he on the phone.
Fire. I'm chilling.
I'm like, I don't see his number. What's going on?
What's the show, Fire? We chilling. Like Don
okay.
said, we just stepped out the studio. You know, we just got finished knocking out another banger. It's going to be on Don next CD. Showing how it's coming along real good. Got to do some finishing touches to it, but, you know, it'll be done soon.
Okay.
But, you know, you can get in and hit the trap. I ain't hear that in a while. Hit the trap, you know what I mean? Let the world hear that.
That's my shit, too. I'm liking that song.
Yeah.
Tell them your website and info, all that, the trap files.
They should already know, but if they don't, trapfiles.com. You can hit us up at Facebook, Shank, YouTube. Trapfiles.com. Simple as that. Plain and simple, man.
It is. Hit the trap.
That's how we're doing it, man. HMO. Get the trap.
In the south, stay down, watch the paper raise up. Moving out of houses, they asking for a wage up. In the south, stay down, watch the paper raise up. Moving out of houses, they asking for a wage up. In the south, stay down, watch the paper raise up.
Yeah.
Moving out of houses,
they asking
for a wage up.
Come on.
In the south, stay down, watch the paper raise up.
You already know what it is. Let's go.
In the south, stay down, watch the paper raise up.
Hey, down.
Moving out of houses.
these niggas believers, man. Philly, let's go. Yeah.
Trying to win while your other niggas lose us. Me, I be on a trip, I got it for get used up. Yeah, you got me screwed up, and I ain't talking screwed up. When I pull that suit up, your body get chopped. Then they just you up. You stuck, and don't nobody care, they give two fucks. You nuts. Dime shit, this bananas, AK, cause bananas.
Whoa, so niggas better split quick.
Before I grip the hammer, whoa, get they shit split quick. Before I flip the hammer, flick your blender, mop the floor, yeah, I spit the spin. Ha ha. Get no fucking pennies up. I got one in the team, and better make you do what's in me tough. Nigga, what's up? What's up? You know what's up? HMO, we y'all stand up. Man up, get your grands up. Matter of fact, where your grands at? You live in the back of your grand shack. We running all of that. All you see is black hoodies and flags. From the blast, like a blast from the past. I remember that shit you did, now I'm right up on your ass. Ain't no high school shit, bitch, pussy just cash. And I spray, I don't play, okay.
Hey. Get the sound, lay down, watch the paper, rain through. Moving out of house today, acting for a way through. Get the sound, lay down, watch the paper, rain through. Moving out of house today, acting for a way through. Get the sound, lay down, watch the paper, rain through. Moving out of house today, acting for a way through. Get the sound, lay down, watch the paper, rain through. Moving out of house today, acting for a way through.
Yeah, you better get with it. Cause you know I'm on my track, I always stay with it. Even if it's so cold, I can flip it, flip it. If I don't got no bass, I just pinch it, forget it. Don't hate this be switching right, man, cause I do it so right. Stay with that toolie, alright, and I'll be moving all night. Got the 5 for 20, I got them 3 for 10. Call me the hustle man, I get it and I get no means. Whoa. Rolling down the highway, 20 pounds up in my tongue, try to make it to my driveway. I'ma do it my way, down way. I don't care what he say, yo, she say, it's all about me. Hey!
Get the sound, lay down, watch the paper, rain through. Moving out of house today, acting for a way through. Get the sound, lay down, watch the paper, rain through. Moving out of house today, acting for a way through. Get the sound, lay down, watch the paper, rain through. Moving out of house today, acting for a way.
Air It Out Radio. Air It Out Radio is that chick site. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Listen, the lines is still bananas. I'm going to be real with you. I might have to just breeze through and just get everybody and then write all y'all down and hit y'all for next week because, like, we got, like, 7 minutes remaining. I don't want to miss anybody. But I know some people trying to call in about that beef or whatever. We might have to just continue that over to the next show. But let me see. I'm going to go down the line. 1103. Air It Out Radio.
Yeah, it's your boy M-Kai with that CCE.
Okay, what's going on?
See, it's not much. We want to drop it out. We're putting that new shit. Beef is real. You know what I'm saying? I got to tell them bitch-ass niggas they buried the dead, not to scare it, homie.
Okay. I know we're supposed to get into a song of yours, but I know we pressed for time. I wasn't expecting them to talk so long, but it's cool. I just wanted to hit everybody up and don't leave nobody stranded or whatever. But I got you next week. If you don't even have to come through, I'll still get you. All right?
No, really.
Did you have anything you want to add before I let you go?
No, that's it. C.C. Entertainment at Gmail.
Okay.
.com.
All right. Thanks, babe.
Yeah.
Right, okay. Okay. Run down the line. 5249. Air It Out Radio. 5249. Hello? All right, so y'all heard me right. Look, y'all my witnesses. 42-43-29, Air Dot Radio. Hold on, we got a little problem there. Air Dot Radio, 43-29.
What's happening?
What's happening?
Shit, they color, you know. I just, you know what I'm saying? I just want to say a little short, brief message for that clown ass nigga you had on your show, Nightcrawler.
Okay.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? He riding here, goddamn dick riding and shit. Worry about what another nigga doing. Nigga, get on your own shit, nigga. You claim you goddamn getting money, bitch, you drive trucks. Nigga, stick to your job, nigga.
What's
it's
wrong
grown
with driving
shit
a truck?
Now I'm saying it grown folks shit. He playing gangster, nigga, be a truck driver, nigga. That what you do, drive trucks, nigga.
Oh, okay. And where so
am
I guess you, oh, you with the
happening.
Mob? Okay.
Yeah, I'm with the mob, the general of the mob. Yeah, cut him.
Okay. All right. Okay. Anything else you want to add before I let you go?
Nah, just be on the lookout for real mom.
Okay.
We should take over the bitch.
Uh oh. All right. All right. Thanks, babe, for calling. All right. Air Dot Radio. Let me see. 8207.
What's up, baby? This is Reggie. World Mob. Fucking Nightcrawler.
Uh oh. Reggie, you said? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, for real. I mean, I didn't say, I ain't going to lie. And for me, this is a lot more personal.
Uh-huh.
Because just like Jay said, just like Burr said, we didn't have this nigga's back for years.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I've been friends with this nigga for since high school.
Right.
He's upset with me because he's thinking I said something about him. I said nothing about him. But since he wants to bring my name into it, yeah, you acting like a bitch now.
All right. Well, we can't get too – I don't want to get too much more into it. I mean, next week, y'all welcome to – you know, I just like – because we took a lot of time up talking about it. So, like, I want to just get everybody on some line. I definitely appreciate you calling in, though. And like I said, next week, if you want to call in and talk a little bit more about it, you're welcome to do that. Okay?
I see you, baby. I'll be listening.
All right. In. All right. Thanks, babe. All right. Air Dot Radio 6963.
Yeah, what up?
What's going on?
It's Playboy, World Mob. Talk
Playboy?
About the World Mob all day. Talk about your boy Nightcrawler.
Okay,
we
make
step
it quick,
on
babe.
Nightcrawlers. We step on him. World Mob about to take over. He don't want no beef.
Uh oh. Okay.
He better get it right.
All right.
Get done right. World Mob. And man,
right.
Know you. Keep my to my punk.
All right. Thanks, babe. Thanks for calling. Air Dot Radio, we got a block number here. Block alert. What's going on? Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello?
What's going on?
Hey. Yeah, man. This is Jay. You know, man? This verse, man. Thank you for bringing me back in.
No,
Fuck that.
I gotta cut you off, Jay. I'm so sorry. 7446 Air Dot Radio. What's going on?
Yo. This is you heard me. This World Mob Entertainment. We just, you know what I'm saying? We just want to say fuck Nightcrawler. You know what I'm saying? This World Mob Entertainment all day. You feel what I'm saying? We about to come out. We about to take over. Key Verse and goddamn Reggie and Magnolia got your back. You heard me?
Okay. All right. Thanks for calling in, babe. All right. Air Dot Radio, let me see. Did I get this one? 6253?
Yo, it's realistic. Realist nigga.
Oh,
wow,
I'm sorry.
Man.
Oh, shoot. Realistic. Look, babe, I'm like.
Yeah,
really
I know.
Cool.
I just
okay.
Want to get my shout outs, though. Yeah, I mean.
Hurry.
For the show I ain't been on in a while and all.
I know, but we've
been. Everybody
got
to look out. Philly versus Baltimore, January 16th, like at the Coliseum, 21st and Sedgley, man. It's on and popping. Realistic, realest nigga alive.
There it is. I got you next week, too. You don't even got to come on, all right? Because I know we're close to the end. All right, babe, thanks. All right, 8120, I think I even did this one already, 8122.
Yeah, this your boy Magnolia, representing World Mall. And for that nigga Nightcrawler,
You just mess with a real nigga, you heard me. And it's real talk. And hey, how you doing, Miss Fire?
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Just represent that world mob. And I want to deliver a favor. I'll make it quick. Tell niggas to watch their mouth. We're coming for a world mob.
All right, babe. Thank you. All right, Dag, M. Dot Baby, I got you, sweetie. I got you two songs next week on me, all right? Love you, sweetie. Air Dot Radio, I got like one more caller on there. Stay on the line. I'm get you. Air Dot Radio, thank y'all for tuning in. Love y'all. Mwah.